For all the people who want to make good things happen. For the experts determined to help others. For the ones who want to be a part of something bigger. There's a career for you at Unity Point Health. We're hiring people at every experience level who are motivated to improve lives by providing safe, comfortable care. What does it take to make a difference? It just takes you. Find your opportunity online at joinuph.com. Know how much you matter to this world.
Local 125, plumbers and pipe fitters of East Central Iowa, professionals at work, the skilled trades of Local 125, plumbing, refrigeration, pipe fitting, welding, and more. While at Veterans Memorial Stadium, make sure to check out the Plumbers and Pipe Fitters Pavilion, a standard for excellence. Find a qualified contractor at www.local125pros@work.com. Local 125, Plumbers and Pipe Fitters of East Central Iowa.
You've been putting back a few, and a few becomes a few too many. For a moment, you think about calling for a ride. Nah, you live nearby. What's the worst that can happen? You get pulled over, your insurance goes up, you lose your license, you total your car, you kill someone.
I'm Dr. Alicia Allen with Unity Point Clinic. My patients rely on me for all aspects of their health, so when someone needs heart care, St. Luke's is the only hospital I trust. St. Luke's team has been caring for hearts since 1978. They're always introducing the latest procedures, and many require less recovery time. That means patients can stay close to home. With St. Luke's Heart Care, I'm confident my patients will receive the care they expect and deserve.
Unity Point Health. Know how much you matter to this world.
Colonels fans, the Twins' future is here on MILB.TV. With all home and most away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Colonels on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Use promo code Colonels at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
You won't read about my mom in the history books, but she's going to change history forever. You'll never learn about her in school, but she'll redefine everything we know. She's not a scientist or a doctor, but she's going to help save a lot of lives. My mom works at Mediacom, and they're going to bring us one of the world's first 10G broadband platforms. Mom says, dream big.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Meet Jim. When it's nice out, he spends weekends in his yard trying to kill weeds.
Gotcha!
Meet Dave. He spends weekends on the green. That's because Greg's Lawn Service takes care of his lawn. Mowing, fertilizing, pruning, and, yep, weed control. Greg's does the big jobs, too. Landscaping, retaining walls, curb edging, and patios. So when you've had enough of those little devils...
Aha! Uh-huh. Yes!
Call 393-0101. Greg's Lawn Service, a cut above the rest.
Did you know office printers can be a security risk? When was the last time your printers were upgraded? For 65 years, the Gordon Flesh Company has delivered advanced office technology and helped companies across the Midwest manage, maintain, and secure it all. GFC is the largest Canon dealer in the U.S., and our technology experts can make sure your office technology is secure and up to date. We can help you save money, reduce waste, and improve productivity. Find out some of the ways the Gordon Flesh Company's team of experts can help you at gflesh.com.
Hey Colonels fans, are you ready to splash up your summer? Splash Pool and Spa can help. As Iowa's number one builder of high quality custom concrete and fiberglass swimming pools, we can transform any idea into the pool of your dreams. And now you can build your dream pool right from the Colonels bleachers with our virtual pool wish list builder. Simply visit splashpools.fun to get started, or stop into our Center Point Road location in Cedar Rapids to browse dozens of in-stock hot tubs and saunas ready to be yours. Talk about a home run. Splash up your summer with Splash Pool and Spa in Cedar Rapids, a proud sponsor of the Cedar Rapids Colonels. Splash Pool and Spa. We build fun.
Living here in the Midwest provides plenty of life lessons, like waiting till the last minute to check on the AC can mean a sticky evening or two, or three. It only had to happen once for me to pick up the phone and call Affordable Heating and Cooling, a premier Lennox dealer. Before you learn the hard way, schedule an air conditioning precision tuning cleaning. Plus, it's nice to know with Affordable, I'm backed by years of experience and 24-hour service and replacement. That's a good lesson to learn. Lennox innovation never felt so good. Installed and serviced by Affordable Heating and Cooling, 362-1124.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Everybody loves two for the price of one. Every Friday at Veterans Memorial Stadium, all 16-ounce draft and canned beer and 20-ounce bottled soda and water are buy one, get one free. Two for one Fridays. Every Friday home game at Veterans Memorial Stadium. They're back!
It's Friday, gotta get down Friday.
Colonels fans, you asked and we listened. This year we are bringing back French fries. Now available in both our first base and home plate concession stands at Veterans Memorial Stadium. Pair your favorite ballpark entree with French fries.
OMG. It's delicious.
Make sure to order some with the cheese sauce for dipping.
Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
The Cedar Rapids Colonels are back in 2022.
Bring your family, meet your friends. This is where the fun never ends.
Come out to a party in the park this summer at Veterans Memorial Stadium.
Hey, Colonels, let the good times roll. Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
Single game tickets are on sale now for the 2022 Cedar Rapids Colonels season. Visit colonels.com to purchase tickets or call the ticket office at 319-896-7560. The ticket office is open from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday and 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturday. It's a party at the park all summer long with the Cedar Rapids Colonels.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the Cedar Rapids Colonels and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and description of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Cedar Rapids Colonels.
Hey fans, this is Cade Povich, and you're listening to the Colonels Baseball Network.
It's time for the Colonels Leadoff Show, right here on the Colonels Baseball Network. Here's your host, Thomas Breach.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome into another live edition of the Cedar Rapids Colonels Leadoff Show right here from Four Winds Field in South Bend, Indiana. It's a very nice day for baseball in Indiana, and the Colonels are looking to close out this long road trip with a second series win. So far, it's been so good for Cedar Rapids here on the road trip. A 14-day, 12-game road swing for CR. It started in Lansing, where the Colonels took 4 of 6 against the Lansing Lugnuts, including the final three games of that series. Here in South Bend, it's been a very similar story. Cedar Rapids holds a 3-2 edge in the series, doing very well at the plate and getting some really, really strong starting pitching. Sawyer Gibson-Long, Brent Hedrick, Aaron Rozek, and David Festa have all given Cedar Rapids some very, very good starts. John Stankwitz as well, just two runs over 4 innings of work a few days ago for that other start here in the week. And today, it'll be Cade Povich looking to keep that run of strong starts going for the Colonels and lock in a series win. Yesterday, no movement for that magic number for Cedar Rapids as they fell 4-3 to the South Bend Cubs last night. Wander Javier reached base 4 times, going 2-for-2 with a walk and a hit by pitch. He also tallied an RBI double in that ballgame last night, but a three-run home run off the bat of Owen Casey gave South Bend a lead that they would not relinquish in the sixth. The Colonels led 2-0 entering that inning. One mistake pitch by Sean Mooney, and Owen Casey sent a towering three-run shot out to right, putting South Bend up 3-2. The Cubs would get another run, an unearned run, on a Javier error in the seventh. Cedar Rapids threatened in the ninth, getting a run on a Seth Gray double. Then they had Javier walk to put two men on with one down and a one-run ball game. But Hunter Biggie settled down and struck out the final two batters he faced to close out that ball game for South Bend. Colonels are now 36-20 on the year. South Bend 30-26. Cedar Rapids' magic number is now 8 here entering play today, as Wisconsin also won yesterday, trimming that lead in the division back down to 3 games. We are just over, just around 2 weeks left to go here in the first half. Cedar Rapids will come back home on Tuesday to open up a 6-game series with Dayton, then a 6-game home series with West Michigan, where the midway point of that set, that Thursday ball game against West Michigan, will be the final game of the first half for Cedar Rapids. They'd like to clinch sooner than later, and the Colonels can certainly do some damage on that magic number today with a ball game here against the South Bend Cubs. Should be a fun one at Four Winds Field. We're going to step away, and when we come back, your starting lineups, plus a look at the pitching matchup today. Kate Povich going up against Cole Franklin.
For all the people who want to make good things happen, for the experts determined to help others, for the ones who want to be a part of something bigger, there's a career for you at Unity Point Health. We're hiring people at every experience level who are motivated to improve lives by providing safe, comfortable care. What does it take to make a difference? It just takes you. Find your opportunity online at joinuph.com. Know how much you matter to this world.
Local 125, plumbers and pipe fitters of East Central Iowa, professionals at work, the skilled trades of Local 125, plumbing, refrigeration, pipe fitting, welding, and more. While at Veterans Memorial Stadium, make sure to check out the Plumbers and Pipe Fitters Pavilion, a standard for excellence. Find a qualified contractor at www.local125prosatwork.com. Local 125, plumbers and pipe fitters of East Central Iowa.
You've been putting back a few, and a few becomes a few too many. For a moment, you think about calling for a ride. Nah, you live nearby. What's the worst that can happen? You get pulled over, your insurance goes up, you lose your license, you total your car, you kill someone.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Meet Jim. When it's nice out, he spends weekends in his yard trying to kill weeds.
Gotcha.
Meet Dave. He spends weekends on the green. That's because Greg's Lawn Service takes care of his lawn. Mowing, fertilizing, pruning, and, yep, weed control. Greg's does the big jobs, too. Landscaping, retaining walls, curb edging, and patios. So when you've had enough of those little devils...
Aha! Uh-huh. Yes!
Call 393-0101. Greg's Lawn Service, a cut above the rest.
Did you know office printers can be a security risk? When was the last time your printers were upgraded? For 65 years, the Gordon Flesh Company has delivered advanced office technology and helped companies across the Midwest manage, maintain, and secure it all. GFC is the largest Canon dealer in the U.S., and our technology experts can make sure your office technology is secure and up to date. We can help you save money, reduce waste, and improve productivity. Find out some of the ways the Gordon Flesh Company's team of experts can help you at gflesh.com.
We're back here on the Cedar Rapids Colonels leadoff show. A gorgeous afternoon in South Bend. A little bit of cloud cover, but Pretty warm, pretty nice day for baseball here in Indiana. Let's take a look at your starting lineups here tonight. First off, for the South Bend Cubs, leading off at shortstop will be Fabian Pertuz with Casey Opitz behind the plate and Jordan Wogu in center. Batting cleanup today is Owen Casey. He has enjoyed a very good series, 7-for-17. That's a 4.12 average with five RBI here in the set for Owen Casey. Batting fifth today will be the designated hitter Pablo Aliendo. Caleb Knight bats sixth at first with Jonathan Sierra in right, Luis Verdugo at third, and Scott McKeon at second. Again, for the South Bend Cubs, Pertuz, Opitz, Wogu, Casey, Aliendo, Knight, Sierra, Verdugo, and McKeon. Cedar Rapids will lead off with Alaric Soleri in left field here tonight. Christian Encarnacion Strand is at third with Aaron Sabato DHing. Seth Gray hits cleanup at first with Kyler Fenko in right and Junior Severino at second base. Pat Winkle does the catching today. Will Holland will bat eighth at short, and Dylan Noisy rounds out the starting nine in center. Again, for the Cedar Rapids Colonels, Soleri, Encarnacion, Strand, Sabato, Gray, Fedko, Severino, Winkle, Holland, and Noisy. Cade Povich gets the ball today for Cedar Rapids, and boy, has he been special for the Colonels here in 2022. Povich is 3-4 with a 3.65 earned run average. He struck out 52 batters and watches 13 over 37 innings of work. Povich has made 8 starts this season. This will be his ninth of 2022. In his last outing, he went just 4 1/3. He walked a career worst 4 batters, still struck out 6, scattered 3 hits, and allowed just 2 runs. He's taken back-to-back losses, but hasn't necessarily pitched as a pitcher who would go back-to-back losses. That first loss against Wisconsin, he went 5 innings, 3 runs on 3 hits, 2 walks, and struck out 9. Two of those runs scored after he had exited as he left 2-1 in the 6th. Both of them came in to score for the Timber Rattlers, handing Povich that loss. His third of the season, he took his fourth back on May 31st in Lansing. Povich will be opposed today by the right-hander Cole Franklin for the South Bend Cubs, and Franklin this season has certainly struggled. All in all, he's pitched to an ERA of 11.00. Franklin has really, really struggled in the first inning. 9 starts this season. He's worked just 18 innings. He pitched into the third for the first time this year in his last start. And in the first inning, Cole Franklin has allowed 15 runs on 16 hits and 9 walks, all in his first innings this season. That's obviously 9 first innings as he's made 9 starts. 9 innings of work, 15 runs. That's an ERA north of 15 for Cole Franklin in those first innings. He's a guy coming off of injury. Last season, he missed a ton of time due to 3 different injuries. Franklin returned. He looked very good in the spring and since has backed up a little bit in terms of stuff-wise here for South Bend. Colonels and the Cubs are just about ready to go here at Four Winds Field. We'll step away, and when we come back, first pitch here on the Colonels Baseball Network. Cedar Rapids and South Bend ready to do battle in this series finale. The Colonels hoping to head home with 2 series wins here on the road.
For all the people who want to make good things happen, for the experts determined to help others, for the ones who want to be a part of something bigger, there's a career for you at Unity Point Health. We're hiring people at every experience level who are motivated to improve lives by providing safe, comfortable care. What does it take to make a difference? It just takes you. Find your opportunity online at joinuph.com. Know how much you matter to this world.
Local 125, plumbers and pipe fitters of East Central Iowa, professionals at work, the skilled trades of Local 125, plumbing, refrigeration, pipe fitting, welding, and more. While at Veterans Memorial Stadium, make sure to check out the Plumbers and Pipe Fitters Pavilion, a standard for excellence. Find a qualified contractor at www.local125prosatwork.com. Local 125, plumbers and pipe fitters of East Central Iowa.
You've been putting back a few, and a few becomes a few too many. For a moment, you think about calling for a ride. Nah, you live nearby. What's the worst that can happen? You get pulled over, your insurance goes up, you lose your license, you total your car, you kill someone.
Hey,
I'm Dr. Alicia Allen with Unity Point Clinic. My patients rely on me for all aspects of their health, so when someone needs heart care, St. Luke's is the only hospital I trust. St. Luke's team has been caring for hearts since 1978. They're always introducing the latest procedures, and many require less recovery time. That means patients can stay close to home. With St. Luke's Heart Care, I'm confident my patients will receive the care they expect and deserve.
Unity Point Health. Know how much you matter to this world.
Colonels fans, the Twins' future is here on MILB.TV. With all home and most away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Colonels on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Use promo code Colonels at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
You won't read about my mom in the history books, but she's going to change history forever. You'll never learn about her in school, but she'll redefine everything we know. She's not a scientist or a doctor, but she's going to help save a lot of lives. My mom works at Mediacom, and they're going to bring us one of the world's first 10G broadband platforms. Mom says, dream big.
Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll. The Cedar Rapids Colonels are back in 2022.
Bring your family.
Come out to a party in the park this summer at Veterans Memorial Stadium.
Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
Single game tickets are on sale now for the 2022 Cedar Rapids Colonels season. Visit colonels.com to purchase tickets or call the ticket office at 319-896-7560. The ticket office is open from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday and 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturday. It's a party at the park all summer long with the Cedar Rapids Colonels.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the Cedar Rapids Colonels and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and description of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Cedar Rapids Colonels.
Hey fans, this is Alaric Solari, and you're listening to the Colonels Baseball Network.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome into the Colonels Baseball Network. It's time for Cedar Rapids Colonels Baseball, the final game of this 12-game road trip right here, right now at Four Winds Field. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome here to Four Winds Field in South Bend, Indiana. I'm Thomas Breach. So glad to have you with us here this afternoon. Let's meet the starting lineup for your Cedar Rapids Colonels. Alaric Solari leads off in left with Christian Encarnacion Strand at third and Aaron Sabato DHing. Seth Gray will bat cleanup at first with Kyler Fenko at right and Junior Severino at second. 7-8-9 goes Pat Winkle behind the plate. Will Holland at short and Dylan Noisy in center field. On the mound today for the South Bend Cubs is Cole Franklin. This season 0-4 with an ERA of 11.00. It's a play ball sign, kicks goes. There's strike one at the knees to Alaric Solari, the Colonels' leadoff man. Cole Franklin, the right-hander, the nephew of Ryan Franklin, the former Cardinals closer. 0-1 grounded up the third base line. A great diving stop by Verdugo. He pops, throws, and keeping his foot on the bag is Caleb Knight. Luis Verdugo robbing Alaric Solari of a base hit down that third base line. As Christian Encarnacion Strand steps into the box, let's meet that defense for the South Bend Cubs. In the outfield, left to right, Owen Casey, Jordan Wogu, and Jonathan Sierra. Luis Verdugo, who just made that sparkling play to his right, plays third. Caleb Knight is at first. The double play pairing is Fabian Pertuz at short with Scott McKeon at second. The catcher here this afternoon is Casey Opens. Encarnacion Strand waves through a first pitch curveball there from Cole Franklin. Fastball, curveball, and a changeup for the right-hander as he misses high and tight with the heat. One ball and one strike here on Encarnacion Strand. Colonels are in the road grays with the green numbering and lettering, the navy blue trim. 1-1 off the plate. Count running in favor of Christian now at 2-1. South Bend wearing their camo tops today, the camo caps and the white pinstripe pants. Franklin gives a nod, rocks and deals here on the 2-1. Fouled off of something, and it looks like somebody had a guard get broken. It was the neck guard for our home plate umpire here today. Corey Hinga had that throat guard shatter off the mask. He'll pick it up and put it in his pocket. Foul ball came back up and hit him right on that throat guard. It's that guard that attaches to the base of the mask. And that foul ball just knocked it clean off. 2-2, this ball sent high out towards straightaway center. Wogu has a read, couple steps back now to his left. He'll get underneath and put it away for out number two. Encarnacio Strand flies out for the second out here, the first. And now Aaron Sabata will dig in. Cole Franklin this season has really, really struggled in the first inning. 15 runs on 16 hits and 9 walks in the first inning of baseball games this year. So far, so good. Two batters face, two batters retired. First offering down and away to Aaron Sabato, 1-0 here from Franklin. Cole is from Broken Arrow, Oklahoma. It's the same school where Lance Rimmel, the manager for the South Bend Cubs, attended. It's also the same high school where Archie Bradley prepped at. Strike one on a fastball, outer half there to Sabato. One ball, one strike. Franklin spikes a curveball about 48 feet to Sabato. Now 2-1. Cole's dad, Jay Franklin, a baseball agent, notably the agent of Ian Kinsler. 2-1, way high now, 3-1 here on Aaron Sabato. Cole, the 6'4", 195-pound right-hander. Again, getting a sign from Casey Opitz. He kicks and goes on the 3-1. Sabato with a check swing right back at us. That'll run the count full. Sabato has just two hits in the series, but they're both solo home runs. He's homered in back-to-back games for the Cedar Rapids Colonels. 9 long balls on the year now. 35 runs batted in. Payoff pitch lined straight back. Do it again here at 3-2. Sabato was the Midwest League Player of the Week on June 6th for that week prior against the Lansing Lugnuts, where he went 8-16. The OPS at 753 this year for Sabato. As Aaron calls time, Franklin will step off. 3-2, Franklin here to Aaron Sabato. Downstairs, ball 4, and the Colonels will have a man on here in the first inning for Seth Gray.
Now batting number 18.
In the series, Seth Gray.
First base.
Seth Gray has 3 multi-hit games in the series. Right-hander Franklin here from the belt. Kicks goes. He gets the knees on Gray. A little bit low there at 93. Sabato on first for the Colonels after drawing a 2-out walk. Gray with 3 2-hit games in the series. First 2 came on Tuesday and Wednesday, and he had a 2-hit night last night, including an RBI double in the 9th inning that brought the Colonels within a run. 1 ball, 1 strike. Now Seth Gray tattoos a ball out towards deep left field. Casey moving back, looking up at the wall, and that ball is gone. Bombs away. Seth Gray goes yard. Once again here in this series, he stays hot. A 2-run shot out to left field for Seth Gray, and it's 2-0 Cedar Rapids. Casey kept tracking that ball. He bumped into the wall as he looked up, and it just cleared that health market sign out in left center field for Seth Gray. It's another home run here in the series. It's his second of the set. His 6th of the season. RBI number 24 and 25. 2-0 Cedar Rapids in that first inning. Bugaboo rears its ugly head for Cole Franklin. 2 runs off of him in here in the first. Now the first pitch breaking ball is over for a strike on Kyler Fedko. 2-0 Colonels on the strength of a Seth Gray 2-run home run the opposite way. 0-1 curveball misses high. Now one ball and a strike. Colonels giving some support early to Cade Povich, their left-handed starter. 1-1. Now Fedko ropes a line shot out towards left. That'll push Casey back, and he'll make the grab for out number three. Cedar Rapids gets a couple on a Seth Gray two-run homer the opposite way. Home half of one. Here we come. We'll meet the South Bend starting nine against Cade Povich when we return.
For your information, I've located the problem. There's no power going into the high-voltage transformer.
Hey, Colonels fans, are you looking to upgrade your television experience?
Hey, you want power?
That would help.
Your call.
Every Thursday home game, three lucky fans ages 18 and older will win a free 50-inch TV. You can enter by stopping by the First Federal Credit Union table on the concourse.
Really? It was an accident.
An accident? You almost killed me, and you say it was an accident?
That's Big Screen Thursday, presented by First Federal Credit Union, every Thursday home game.
Hey fans, this is Cade Povich, and you're listening to the Colonels Baseball Network.
Cade Povich makes his ninth start of the season here this afternoon in South Bend as Cedar Rapids leads 2-0 early. A two-run shot off the bat of Seth Gray, putting Cedar Rapids out in front here in South Bend. Starting nine here this afternoon for the Cubs. Leads off with Fabian Pertuz at short. Casey Opitz behind the plate and Jordan Wogu in center. 4-5-6, Owen Casey is in left, Pablo Aliendo DHs while Caleb Knight plays first. And the bottom third of the order, occupied by Jonathan Sierra in right, Luis Verdugo at third, and Scott McKeon at second base. Cade Povich, the 6'3", 185-pound left-hander out of Bellevue, Nebraska, 3-4 with a 3.65 ERA, 52 strikeouts, 13 walks. Over 37 innings, Povich misses outside with a fastball here on Fabian Pertuz. Fastball slider, a curve, and a changeup for Cade Povich. 1-0 changeup, floated right side. Seth Gray giving it a look into foul territory, reaching over, and he can't reel it in. One ball and a strike now here on Fabian Pertuz. Fabian here in the series for South Bend. 4-15, although he has struck out nine times. One ball, one strike, Povich kicks and goes. Wave and a miss, behind on the fastball now, quickly 1-2. Povich features very good still. Six strikeouts in four-plus innings his last time out. Here comes the 1-2. Reached down on it, poked out towards right. Here comes Kyler Fedko. He dives and pulls it in. What a play by Kyler Fedko out in right field, laying out, racing in towards the second base side of things and diving to pull in that baseball. Line out off the bat of Fabian Pertuz. There's one down to the first here for Cade Povich. Casey Opitz will step in, the switch-hitting catcher for South Bend. Povich rocks and goes. His first pitch fastball down and outside, 1-0. We know Fedko is in right. The rest of the defense has Noisy in center with Solari in left and Fedko in right field. 1-0 from Povich, waved on through. Another good fastball there on Opitz. Encarnacion Strand is at third, Seth Gray at first. Will Holland is at short with Junior Severino at second base. And doing the catching today is Pat Winkle. 1-1 off the plate on the changeup there from Povich. Casey Opitz is 0-10 this season. Spent quite a bit of time on the injured list. Struck out five times. He's drawn four walks. There's a strike in the inside corner. Good fastball there on the inner half from Povich. Attacking early with that fastball. Two balls, two strikes. Cade gives Winkle a nod. Now he'll rock and deal. Ball floated out towards left center field. Noisy will have to come racing in. He's got a read, and he'll make the catch. Two down now for Cade Povich. A couple of flyouts getting his first inning underway. Jordan Wogu now batting third here tonight. No Pete Crow Armstrong. Left-handed hurler Cade Povich kicks and goes. Down and outside on that changeup. Speaking of handedness, Povich will face two lefties in the lineup today. That's Owen Casey and Jonathan Sierra. One switch hitter being opened, so 7 of 9 batters will hit from the right side of the plate. 1-0, Wogu pops this up, right side of the infield. Seth Gray looking for it. He's got a read, and he'll pocket it for out number 3. 3-up, 3-down for the Colonels lefty, Cade Povich. To the top of 2 we go. Severino, Winkle, and Holland. 6-7-8 for Cedar Rapids. They lead 2-0.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Get ready for an evening of enchantment with the Colonels on June 18th with Princess Night. Bring the kids to see their favorite princesses as they stroll through the concourse. Special meet and greet ticket packages with Little Princess Parties princesses are available in limited supplies, so be sure to get yours before the clock strikes midnight. Princess Night with the Cedar Rapids Colonels is sure to be a ball on June 18th. Pick the clothes that are right for you and come see Daniel Tiger at Iowa PBS Daniel Tiger Night on June 25th. The Cedar Rapids Colonels welcome Daniel Tiger to our neighborhood for a night full of friendship and fun with free colorable Iowa PBS Kids Cinch Bags available on the concourse. That's Iowa PBS Daniel Tiger Night, June 25th at Veterans Memorial Stadium.
Junior Severino will dig in for Cedar Rapids here in the top half of the second inning, waving on through the first pitch from Cole Franklin. Count goes to 0-1 here from the right-hander. Junior is really scuffled in this series, a lot of it having to do with seeing some pretty good changeups. He's struggled with that pitch lately. Right-hander at the ready here on the 1-1. Strike 2 called on the outer half. Severino is 0-17 in the series, has scored a run. Curveball off the plate now, 2-2 on Severino. Cole Franklin allowing 2 runs in that first inning on a Seth Gray 2-run home run. 2 balls, 2 strikes, fastball fouled away by Severino, a bit late on that inner half heater. Colonels up 2-0 on South Bend. And Andrew Franklin gives a nod. He'll rock and go on the 2-2. Curveball rolled over towards second on the run. This is McKeon. He'll glove and fire on to first for out number 1. 4-3 on that ground out off the bat of Junior Severino. And now Pat Winkle will bat.
The Colonels catcher, number 5.
Winkle homered in game 1 of the series. And good to have him back in the lineup for Cedar Rapids. He was out for the first 39 games of the season due to a low back strain that he suffered going into spring training. He has a hit in each of his first 7 games this year. First pitch hook, just high, ball 1 here on Winkle. 7 games played. Winkle is 8-27, making up a .296 average. Winkle swings through the off-speed pitch there from Franklin, now 1-1. Right-hander peeking over the glove. He'll rock and go. Winkle fouling this one away. Pat Winkle this season for the Colonels has scored 5 runs, 2 doubles, 1 homer. He's driven in 3. In the series, 2-8 with that solo home run. Yesterday, Charlie Mack was behind the plate. Today, it's Winkle doing the catching. 1 ball and 2 strikes. Winkle chases a curveball down in the dirt. blocked by Opitz. He'll pick it up and throw down to first for out number two. 2-3 on that strikeout to finish out the punch out for Cole Franklin. Will Holland will bat now for Cedar Rapids. Good to have Holland back in the order. Entering play yesterday, was third in the league in OPS since May 10th. Did take it over yesterday. 0-3, did score a run, reaching base. With a walk, he scored all the way from first on a Wander Javier double. First pitch to Holland, scalded in the left center field. This will get down for base hit and head towards the alley. Holland wants two. This is picked up by Casey. His throw to second is not in time. Holland in, head first with a double. It's a two-out double for Will Holland. Lining that ball into left center field. He stays hot. Seven doubles now on the season for Will Holland.
Number one, Dylan Noisy.
12 extra base hits for Will since May 10th. Holland will stand out there at second base. Dylan Noisy, the chance with a man in scoring position. Noisy, the most recent addition to the Colonels roster, promoted from Fort Myers back on June 4th. First pitch curveball there for a strike in the inner half. 0-1 here on Noisy. Dylan batting .206 on the season here in the series. 2-for-8, couple of runs scored, a home run. It was a solo shot a few nights ago. He taps the 0-1 foul up the third baseline. Brian Dinkelman, the Colonels manager, coaching third per usual. Jairo Rodriguez over there at first. No balls and two strikes. Cole Franklin gets the sign he wants from Casey Opitz. He's ready now on the 0-2. Down and away, 1-2 on Dylan Noisy. Will Holland with a lot of speed. Doubling there. Now Dylan Noisy pops this into the air right side out of play. Four pitch at bat so far. Cole Franklin already at 35 pitches. Two outs here in the second. Holland taking that lead off of second. Franklin looks back at him. Keehan holding Will on. Here comes the 1-2. Breaking ball, hacked foul by Noisy. It ends up right around his feet, and then he hits the deck, holding his right shin. Got the shin guard on the left shin. Not one on the right. Oh, yeah, it looked like he got hit a couple of times. That ball playing a little pinball with the ground in Dylan Noisy's right shin. He'll hop around a bit. Trying to get that feel back in the back leg. And now Noisy will step back in, ready for the 1-2. He can extend the inning. The top of the order awaits in the on-deck circle with Alaric Soleri. Holland off a second, following the double. And the 1-2. Breaking ball misses just low. Now two balls, two strikes there on Noisy. This will be the seventh pitch of the plate appearance. You really like the ABs that Noisy takes. Goes deep into counts, fouls, pitches off. 2-2. Downstairs, 3-2. That's something that you'll see with younger hitters. It's sometimes one of the harder things for them to develop that approach at the plate. Being able to foul off pitches and be disciplined enough to take tough ones. The 3-2. Noisy with a high chopper towards short. On the run, here comes Pertuz, and it's off his glove. Holland around third. Backing up is the second baseman, McKeon. His throw is wide of home, and Holland will score standing up. How about some heads-up base running there by Will Holland? That might be an infield single for Dylan Noisy with an RBI. It's really tough to hit anybody with an error on that play. It was a tough chopper for Pertuz to try and pick up. McKeon had to throw off his back foot from shallow left, and I think that's going to go as just an RBI single for Dylan Noisy. It's high choppers at good long at bat. Noisy showing off his discipline to plate Will Holland. 3-0 Cedar Rapids. First offering to Soleri is ripped into deep right field. This is headed towards the wall, and it'll one-hop off the wall. Noisy waved around third. Soleri will turn at second and hold there. Dylan Noisy scores standing up on an Alaric Soleri RBI double. 4-0 Cedar Rapids here in the first. Quickly, Colonels are starting to hit the ball very, very well against Franklin. A two-run homer for Gray in the first. And now Alaric Solari with the RBI double.
Third baseman,
they do have an error up there on the scoreboard. I don't know who that error would be on. Maybe Pertuz? Or perhaps McKeon on the throwing error. I guess we'll check and find that out. Encarnacion Strand stepping in with Solari on second base. First offering to Christian high and tight for a ball. Cole Franklin having some trouble here with Cedar Rapids. Four runs on four hits so far. For Solari, his fourth double, RBI number 18. Encarnacion Strand takes a strike on the knees. One ball, one strike from Cole Franklin. Colonels already ahead 4-0. Right-hander kicks and goes. Christian waves through the good changeup. Now 1-2. Cole Franklin at the ready. As he'll step off. One ball, two strikes. Solari off a second. Franklin kicks and goes. Down and away, ball two. They credited Pertuz with a fielding error. Maybe a fielding error that allowed Noisy to score. So no RBI for Noisy on that single. 2-2 here on Encarnacion Strand. Breaking ball fouled back. To count even at two. So four runs here in the ballgame for the Colonels on four hits. In this inning, two runs on three hits and one South Bend error. 2-2. Christian scalds a ball out towards left center field. A long run for Wolgu, and he'll cut it down in the alley for out number three. Cedar Rapids, though, plates another two runs. It's 4-0 Colonels as we head to the home half of two. Owen Casey, Pablo Aliendo, and Caleb Knight when we come back right here on the Colonels Baseball Network.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Meet Jim. When it's nice out, he spends weekends in his yard trying to kill weeds.
Gotcha.
Meet Dave. He spends weekends on the green. That's because Greg's Lawn Service takes care of his lawn. Mowing, fertilizing, pruning, and yep. Weed control. Greg's does the big jobs too. Landscaping, retaining walls, curb edging, and patios. So when you've had enough of those little devils.
Aha! Yes!
Call 393-0101. Greg's Lawn Service, a cut above the rest.
Did you know office printers can be a security risk? When was the last time your printers were upgraded? For 65 years, the Gordon Flesh Company has delivered advanced office technology and helped companies across the Midwest manage, maintain, and secure it all. GFC is the largest Canon dealer in the U.S., and our technology experts can make sure your office technology is secure and up to date. We can help you save money, reduce waste, and improve productivity. Find out some of the ways the Gordon Flesh Company's team of experts can help you at gflesh.com.
Four nothing Cedar Rapids here in the home half of the second inning as Povich misses down and away to Owen Casey. 1-0 on the South Bend left fielder. Povich went 3-up, 3-down in the first inning. His lineup has given him four runs here early on. Good curveball there from Povich across for strike one on Casey. One ball and one strike. Povich kicks and goes. Another breaking ball over for strike two. Now one ball and two strikes on Owen Casey. Four runs on four hits for Cedar Rapids today. Some help from an error as well by South Bend. One ball, two strikes. Povich kicks and deals. fisted towards third. Encarnacion Strand will drift back and make the catch for out number one. Another pop out here for Povich. Here's getting a lot of fly balls early.
Two,
pitching
Pablo
up in the zone to that carry fastball. Now Pablo Aliendo for the South Bend Cubs. Aliendo sporting a 220 average on the year. 10 RBI, 2 home runs. He's driven in 7. Povich peers over the glove, rocks and deals. Grounded towards the left side, Holland moving over. He'll glove and fire on the move for out number 2. 6-3 on that ground out off the bat of Aliendo.
Now batting number
now Caleb
18.
Knight. Now, typically, we give you the Midwest League scores in the third inning. Just want to give our fans out there a note. The Beloit Skycarp Wisconsin Timber Rattlers series finale has been canceled today due to COVID protocols. Povich kicks and fires here on Knight. This ball lifted foul off towards the right side, 0-1. That's all we know. So, Colonels with a win today. Would no matter what gain ground on Wisconsin. No balls and a strike from Povich. Up high now, one ball and one strike. So we won't be bringing you any scores from Beloit here this afternoon. One ball and one strike. Povich rocks and goes. Chopped foul now, 1-2. 19 pitches already for Povich. 13 strikes through 1 2/3. Pitching efficiently. For Cedar Rapids on a day where much of the bullpen is available. One ball and two strikes. Povich rocks and deals. This ball lined towards right field, and that's down for a hit in front of Fetko. Gale Knight reaches with a two-out single. Jonathan Sierra now for the South Bend Cubs. Their left-handed hitting right fielder will step in. Yesterday was a pretty nice staff day, or a pretty nice piggyback day for Cedar Rapids. Good day to rest the pitching staff. Rozek and Mooney combined for all 8 innings. Rozek going 4, Mooney going 4. First offering from Povich popped up. Off towards short. Will Holland is there. He'll make the squeeze for out number 3. We'll move along here to the top half of the third. Cedar Rapids leading South Bend 40-0 here on the Colonels Baseball Network. Sabato, Gray, and Fedco when we come back.
Hits for Hunger program.
For all the people who want to make good things happen, for the experts determined to help others, for the ones who want to be a part of something bigger, there's a career for you at Unity Point Health. We're hiring people at every experience level who are motivated to improve lives by providing safe, comfortable care. What does it take to make a difference? It just takes you. Find your opportunity online at joinuph.com. Know how much you matter to this world.
Local 125, plumbers and pipe fitters of East Central Iowa, professionals at work, the skilled trades of Local 125, plumbing, refrigeration, pipe fitting, welding, and more. While at Veterans Memorial Stadium, make sure to check out the Plumbers and Pipe Fitters Pavilion, a standard for excellence. Find a qualified contractor at www.local125prosatwork.com. Local 125, plumbers and pipe fitters of East Central Iowa.
You've been putting back a few, and a few becomes a few too many. For a moment, you think about calling for a ride. Nah, you live nearby. What's the worst that can happen? You get pulled over, your insurance goes up, you lose your license, you total your car, you kill someone.
Hey fans, this is first baseman Aaron Sabato, and you're listening to the Colonels Baseball Network.
Aaron Sabato digs in to open up the top half of the third inning here in South Bend. The Colonels leading the Cubs 4-0. Early on here against Cole Franklin, the first pitch curveball across for a strike on Sabato. Aaron walked and scored on the two-run Seth Gray home run back in the first inning. Two runs in each of the first two frames against Franklin. 0-1 fastball, bounce left side, gobbled up by Verdugo. He'll toss across for out number 1. One batter faced, one man retired here in the third for the right-hander Cole Franklin. And now Seth Gray will bat, 1-for-1 with a solo or a two-run home run today. Planted Aaron Sabato with a two-run shot back in the first inning. Right-hander Cole Franklin toes up the rubber, kicks and goes. Curveball just misses inside, 1-0. He mentioned that Beloit, Wisconsin game canceled today. Great Lakes leads Dayton 5-0. They are delayed in the fourth. 1-0 waved on through by Gray. Now one ball and one strike. Quad Cities in Peoria just got underway, as did Lansing and West Michigan. Those two scoreless in the third. One ball, one strike here from Franklin. Breaking ball waved on through. Now 1-2. And in Fort Wayne, the Tin Caps lead Lake County. Pardon, they're scoreless. They lead them in hits, though, because Lake County has yet to record the first hit today. Breaking ball misses outside. Now 2-2 on Gray. No score in Fort Wayne. Tin Caps no hitting the Lake County Captains. Two balls, two strikes here on Gray. Fouled back of the catcher Opitz. Keeps the count even here on Seth Gray. Right-hander Franklin rocks and kneels on the 2-2. Cut and a miss at the curveball. Seth Gray goes down swinging for the second out here in the third. And now Kyler Fedko will bat. Fedko lined out to left rather sharply back in the first inning to end that frame.
Now batting right fielder, number 9, Kyler Fedko.
Kyler Fedko digging on in. Fedko, right-handed bat for the Cedar Rapids Colonels, enjoying a very good season between Fort Myers and Cedar Rapids. Ball one high and tight. Fedko has shown off a pretty good approach at the plate. Good bat to ball skills, a lot of line drives. 1-0, breaking ball over for a strike. One and one, Fedko will step off. Go for a little walk around that batter's box. Kyler loves doing this, stepping out to mess with the pitcher's timing. One ball and one strike, Franklin at the ready. Fedko waves through a pitch down and away. Now one ball and two strikes. Franklin going to the changeup that time. Fedko a bit ahead of it. One ball, two strikes. Breaking ball hacked foul. Oh, off the camera. They're down the third base line, and I hope that camera's all right. Cameraman wasn't hit by the baseball, but that camera was. It jolted off to the left. Fedko swings through the 1-2, and that will end the third inning. We move along to the home half of three. South Bend trails Cedar Rapids 4-0 here on the Colonels Baseball Network. Verdugo, McCann, and Pertuz will be back in a bit right here on your home for Colonels Baseball.
I'm Dr. Alicia Allen with Unity Point Clinic. My patients rely on me for all aspects of their health, so when someone needs heart care, St. Luke's is the only hospital I trust. St. Luke's team has been caring for hearts since 1978. They're always introducing the latest procedures, and many require less recovery time. That means patients can stay close to home. With St. Luke's Heart Care, I'm confident my patients will receive the care they expect and deserve.
Unity Point Health. Know how much you matter to this world.
Colonels fans, the Twins' future is here on MILB.TV. With all home and most away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Colonels on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Use promo code Colonels at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
You won't read about my mom in the history books, but she's going to change history forever. You'll never learn about her in school, but she'll redefine everything we know. She's not a scientist or a doctor, but she's going to help save a lot of lives. My mom works at Mediacom, and they're going to bring us one of the world's first 10G broadband platforms. Mom says, dream big.
Four nothing Colonels through two and a half. The first offering from Cade Povich, missing high and outside on Luis Verdugo. 1-0 the count here on the South Bend third baseman. Overcast day here today in South Bend. Pretty warm weather. A little bit of blue here and there out in the sky. Cut on through by Verdugo. Quickly one ball and one strike. Here from Cade Povich. Cade rocks and goes on the 1-1. Oh, good slider missing just high and outside now. Two balls and a strike to Verdugo. The Minnesota Twins and the Tampa Bay Rays just got underway. It's scoreless in the home half of two up at Target Field. 2-1 off the plate there from Povich. Now 3-1 on Verdugo. Former Colonel Cole Sands. Two innings, two strikeouts. Six up, six down for the Twins. Three balls and a strike sent foul off the bat of Verdugo. Count runs full. Here from Cade Povich. Payoff pitch on the way. Wave and a miss, you got him. Tipping a fastball into the mitt. There's at number one for Cade Povich.
Now batting number six.
The first strikeout of the day for Cade. Just one hit allowed so far. So he'll complete his first trip through the order now here against Scott McKeon. McKeon is impressed with the glove here in the series. Playing a really good third base. He's also started at short and now today at second base. Cade Povich gets the sign he wants from Winkle. Rocks and goes. First pitch lined out towards left field. Here comes Soleri. He lays out and he can't pull it in. That gets by him. Noisy backing it up out in left center field. He'll get it in quickly. It's a double for Scott McKeon. Past the diving Alaric Soleri, who tried to reel in that ball. Now with one down, a man in scoring position for Fabian Pertus.
Off the Cubs lineup for shortstop. Eight,
that's the second double of the year for McKeon. Povich will work with a man on base. This season with runners on, Povich is certainly bore down. An 854 OPS against him when there are runners on base, compared to a 645 mark without runners on. First offering from Povich. This ball lifted high down the left field line, off into the corner and out of play, foul. Out into the picnic garden here in South Bend. Very similar location to the Plumbers and Pipefitters Pavilion back at Veterans Memorial Stadium. No balls and a strike here to the Colombian shortstop. Fastball up. Pertus spits on it as the count goes to a ball and a strike. Povich has made eight starts this year. This is number nine. One ball, one strike. Good curveball over for strike two. On the road, Povich has struggled. 1-3, a 5.82 ERA. Compared to a 2-1, 1.80 mark at home. 1-2 lofted foul off towards the right side. We'll go again at 1-2. Righty's hitting Povich at 208. He's actually had more success against right-handers and lefties this year. Lefties are hitting 238 with a 732 OPS. Righties have a 569 OPS. Ground ball towards third, gobbled up by Christian. He'll look McKeon back to second and throw a strike onto first. In time for out number two. 5-3 on that ground out off the bat of Pertus. And now Casey Opitz will step in. Casey Opitz, 0-11 now on the year. Small sample size, of course, for the catcher out of Arkansas. Played his college ball at the University of Arkansas. He's originally from Littleton, Colorado. Strike one at the letters on Casey Opitz. Oh, and one here on the way from Cade Povich. popped up our way over our heads. Now 0-2. One strikeout so far for Povich. He's looking to make it two. You're on an 0-2 count on Casey Opens. Will they go changeup? Will they go fastball? Povich ready here on the 0-2. Ball lifted out towards right center field. Noisy racing over, and he'll cut it off in the alley for out number three. Making that squeeze. We move along to the top half of four. Three scoreless for Mr. Cade Povich. One punch out, just two hits allowed. Junior Severino will lead us off when we come back in the top half of four.
Hey, Colonels fans, are you ready to splash up your summer? Splash Pool and Spa can help. As Iowa's number one builder of high-quality custom concrete and fiberglass swimming pools, we can transform any idea into the pool of your dreams. And now you can build your dream pool right from the Colonels bleachers with our virtual pool wish list builder. Simply visit splashpools.fun to get started, or stop into our Center Point Road location in Cedar Rapids to browse dozens of in-stock hot tubs and saunas ready to be yours. Talk about a home run. Splash up your summer with Splash Pool and Spa in Cedar Rapids, a proud sponsor of the Cedar Rapids Colonels. Splash Pool and Spa, we build fun.
Living here in the Midwest provides plenty of life lessons, like waiting till the last minute to check on the AC can mean a sticky evening or two or three. It only had to happen once for me to pick up the phone and call Affordable Heating and Cooling, a premier Lennox dealer. Before you learn the hard way, schedule an air conditioning precision tuning cleaning. Plus, it's nice to know with Affordable, I'm backed by years of experience and 24-hour service and replacement. That's a good lesson to learn. Lennox innovation never felt so good. Installed and serviced by Affordable Heating and Cooling, 362-1124.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Hola, fanáticos. Soy Junior Severino y están escuchando Carnet Baseball Network.
Jared Wright will come on for the South Bend Cubs here in the top half of the fourth, as Cole Franklin's day is done after three innings. Back-to-back starts with three innings work for the right-hander Cole Franklin. First offering from Jared Wright misses high and outside on Junior Severino. Jared Wright is making his South Bend debut. 12 appearances for Myrtle Beach this year. 26 innings, a 4.50 ERA. 26 strikeouts, 16 walks. 2-0 here on Junior. Severino fouls it back. Now two balls and a strike here on the Colonel switch hitting second baseman. Severino now 0-18 here in the series. Right-hander Jared Wright had three saves in 2021 for Myrtle Beach. One this year. 2-1 fouled back. Now it's two balls and two strikes. Here on the Cedar Rapids second baseman, Junior Severino. 4-0, Cedar Rapids here in the top half of the fourth. Junior lays off the breaking ball, now 3-2. Four runs on four hits, no errors and one left for the Colonels. No runs on two hits, one error and two men left on for South Bend. Jared Wright toes the rubber back up, gets a sign he wants. And the payoff pitch on the way here to Junior Severino. Way down and in, skipping away from the catcher Opitz as Junior will reach on the leadoff walk. Man aboard for Pat Winkle. Good start to this half inning for Cedar Rapids.
Number five, the catcher.
Jared Wright issues a leadoff walk. Pat Winkle struck out swinging against the right-hander Cole Franklin. Franklin's final line, three innings, four hits, four runs, all of which were earned. Walked one and struck out three. 59 pitches, 40 strikes. Right-hander Jared Wright rocks and goes. First pitch curveball there on the outside corner for a strike on Pat Winkle. Severino getting on by way of the walk. right here with a glove at the belt. Kicks and fires on the 0-1. There's strike two at the knees. Playing Winkle to pole. Here on the infield side of things, Verdugo is standing in that five hole. Pertuz a bit to the left of second base. Caleb Knight obviously holding Severino on at first. McKeon playing just about straight up second base. 0-2. Grounded up the middle. Here's Pertuz. He'll pick it up. Step on second for one and toss on to first in time for the double play. Pat Winkle quickly grounds into a twin killing. There is the first and second outs here in the inning. Will Holland will bat. Doubled in his first AB. The ball game here this afternoon. Later scoring on that chopper off the bat of Dylan Noisy that Pertuz mishandled. Holland digging in, two down here in the fourth. Jared Wright kicks and goes. First pitch breaker there for a strike in the outer half. Wright on in relief of Cole Franklin. Signed as an undrafted free agent last year. Holland waves on through, now 0-2. Played his college ball at Southern Miss. Along with Walker Powell. No balls and two strikes. Cut and a miss. Down goes Holland. Jared Wright strikes out one. Gets a ground ball double play after walking Severino. We'll be back in the fourth. Wogu, Casey, and Aliendo, 3-4 and 5 for South Bend to face the Colonels. Kate Pomich, 4-0 Cedar Rapids through 3.5.
Check out the new Cedar Rapids Colonels at the Good Times Road.
The Cedar Rapids Colonels are back in 2022. Out to a party in the park this summer at Veterans Memorial Stadium.
Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
Single game tickets are on sale now for the 2022 Cedar Rapids Colonels season. Visit colonels.com to purchase tickets or call the ticket office at 319-896-7560. The ticket office is open from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday and 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturday. It's a party at the park all summer long with the Cedar Rapids Colonels.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the
Four nothing Cedar Rapids here in the home half of four. Kane Povich will kick and go. First offering a curveball across for strike one on Wogu. 0-1 here from Kane Povich. Four runs for the Colonels. Two spots in the first and the second inning. Povich rocks and deals in the 0-1. A line drive right at Holland. He'll pick it off the ground on a hop throw on to first in time for out number one. Holland trying to catch that ball in the air. It's kind of a sinking line drive on it. Wogu instead grounds out instead of a line out. And here's Owen Casey. Casey 0-1 with a flyout. Popped out to Encarnacion Strand in his first AB. Casey was the hero yesterday for South Bend. A go-ahead three-run home run in the sixth inning off of Sean Mooney. Povich starts him off with a slider that misses just up. 1-0 here on the left-handed bat of Owen Casey. Swing and a miss at the 1-0. Now quickly one ball and one strike. Cade Povich. Friday night, Nebraska last season before being drafted by the Twins. A sharp liner into the fan section down the left field line. Now 1-2. Popovich drafted in the third round by Minnesota, number 98 overall. One ball and two strikes. Time was called. Popovich shakes his head. He wasn't too happy with having to restart his motion there on the mound. 1-2. On the way to Casey. Sit down. He got him on the breaking ball. Two strikeouts now for Kane Popovich today.
Next up.
Curve there for the left-hander to put away Pablo Owen Casey. Aliendo. Now Pablo Aliendo, 0-1 with a ground out today. Grounded out to Holland in his first at-bat today. Popovich already ready there on the bump, looking over his glove, trying to fire his fourth straight scoreless inning to open up this ball game. Downstairs with a changeup, 1-0. Popovich continuing to do what he does best, working efficiently, attacking the zone. 43 pitches, 31 strikes. Curveball misses high and outside. Popovich immediately looks at his hand, not too happy with how that breaking ball came out. 2-0 here from Cade Popovich. Southpaw ready. He'll kick and go. Ball lifted down the right field line. It's a long run for Fedko towards foul territory, and that will travel out of play. Balls and a strike from Popovich here on Aliendo. Cade ready, he'll kick and go. Wave and a miss, that a filthy breaking ball. And Pat Winkle might have gotten hit on the backswing by Aliendo. Either that or maybe the ball skipped off and hit him in the wrist awkwardly, I'm not sure. Might have been the backswing there by Aliendo. Coming back around and catching Winkle on the hand. So two balls and two strikes from Popovich here to Aliendo. Popovich looking for his third strikeout here today. Peeks over the glove, rocks and deals. Little number back towards the mound. Cade will pick it up with two hands, gather and throw on to Seth Gray for out number three. Three up, three down for Cade Popovich. Another punch out. He's been very solid. 47 pitches through four scoreless innings for Kate Popovich. To the fifth we go. Noisy, Soleri, and Encarnacion on strain.
For all the people who want to make good things happen, for the experts determined to help others, for the ones who want to be a part of something bigger, there's a career for you at Unity Point Health. We're hiring people at every experience level who are motivated to improve lives by providing safe, comfortable care. What does it take to make a difference? It just takes you. Find your opportunity online at joinuph.com. Know how much you matter to this world.
Local 125, plumbers and pipe fitters of East Central Iowa. Professionals at work. The skilled trades of Local 125. Plumbing, refrigeration, pipe fitting, welding, and more. While at Veterans Memorial Stadium, make sure to check out the Plumbers and Pipe Fitters Pavilion, a standard for excellence. Find a qualified contractor at www.local125prosatwork.com. Local 125, plumbers and pipe fitters of East Central Iowa.
You've been putting back a few, and a few becomes a few too many. For a moment, you think about calling for a ride. Nah, you live nearby. What's the worst that can happen? You get pulled over, your insurance goes up, you lose your license, total your car, you kill someone.
Hey fans, this is Dylan Noisy and you're listening to the Colonels Baseball Network.
Dylan Noisy will lead things off for Cedar Rapids as they lead 4-0 over the South Bend Cubs. Top half of five here in South Bend. Cedar Rapids on top. Two runs in the first and the second inning off of Cole Franklin. Sun begins to shine here in South Bend as Noisy waves through a first pitch offering from right-hander Jared Wright. 0-1 here on Noisy. Right-hander Jared Wright. Stretch-only guy. Glove at the belt. Kicks go. Misses high and tight on that breaking ball to Noisy. Dylan with his third hit of the series. A infield single back in that two-run second for the Colonels. Downstairs on the 1-1. Now two balls and a strike here to Dylan Noisy. Cedar Rapids with four hits today. South Bend with two. Right-hander right ready. Missing inside. Quickly now 3-1 here on Dylan Noisy. Noisy, the right-handed stick, a very good career in the college ranks. In a wrist injury that ended his season back in 2021. 3-1 downstairs, ball four. Dylan Noisy on base twice today.
Back to the top of the
single and a walk as he'll trot down the first base line, and he'll be aboard for Alaric Solari. Talking about Noisy at Texas Tech, he helped lead that Red Raider team to a College World Series berth in 2019. Went 46-20. The deepest run in Omaha in program history. Curveball across from right there to Solari, 0-1. Dylan Noisy off the first base bag is Jared Wright working here from the stretch. 0-1. High and tight on the fastball. One ball, one strike on Solari. Noisy showed off some good speed in college. He went 18 for 20 on steals in 2019. He stole 19 bags at McLennan in 2018. 1-1. Noisy bluffs a move as a breaking ball misses down. Now two balls and a strike. In 2020, Noisy was a unanimous preseason All-Big 12 pick. 2-1, rocketed foul. Of course, COVID shut that season down, the pandemic. And in 2021, Noisy was named the Big 12 Preseason Player of the Year. And had his season cut short 27 games in due to injury. Solari with a sharp one hopper to third, glugged by Verdugo on to second for one. The relay to first in time. 5-4-3 on that ground ball double play. And Cedar Rapids is quickly down two down here in the fifth. The base is empty for Encarnacion Strand. A big double play turned there by the South Bend Cubs to make sure that they wouldn't have to face Encarnacion Strand with men on. Jared Wright with a glove at the belt. He'll rock and go. Bounces a fastball to the plate. They're on Encarnacion Strand, 1-0. Christian today, 0-2 with a flyout and a lineout. Went 0-4 yesterday, snapping a 9-game hitting streak. 1-0, bounce towards third. Gloved by Verdugo. He gathers and fires across for out number three. We'll move along to the home half of five. We're midway through here this afternoon. The Colonels lead 4-0. Kate Povich back out there on the bump, looking to make it five scoreless for the left-hander out of Nebraska.
Colonels fans, the Twins' future is here with MILB.TV. With all home and most away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Colonels on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Subscribe today to watch over 6,500 games, including all available playoff games from over 100 minor league baseball teams, live or on demand. Download the MILB First Pitch app from the Google Play or Apple App Store to watch on the go. Use promo code Colonels at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the
Stay connected with the Cedar Rapids Colonels all year long by following the Colonels' socials. Catch up with the Colonels on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at CR Colonels.
Six, seven, and eight to face Kate Povich here in the home half of five. Cedar Rapids leading 4-0 over South Bend. First offering from Povich, misses downstairs, 1-0. Here on the right-handed bat of Caleb Knight, 1-for-1 today with a single. Lined a single into right in his first at bat. And the first hit of the game off of Povich is the 1-0 foul back off the very top of the netting behind home plate. The sun is out here in South Bend, and it's a really gorgeous sight for baseball this afternoon. Looking forward to seeing Veterans Memorial Stadium again. I'm sure the entire Colonels roster looking forward to get back home this week. 1-1, grounded up the third baseline, and fair pass to diving in Cardacio and Strand. It's going to be a long run for Soleri as that ball kind of died on the left field wall right next to the bullpen. That wall juts out towards the left field line. The ball hit the wall and didn't really ricochet, just kind of stopped there. So Soleri had to keep running to pick it up. It's a double for Caleb Knight to lead off this fifth inning. And Kate Povich will have to work with the man in scoring position and none down. Jonathan Sierra steps in, 0-for-1 with a flyout here this afternoon. Caleb Knight, that double, gives him his second hit of the game. It's his second double of the year. Sierra from the Dominican Republic. Takes ball one upstairs. Left-handed bat. He was a big signee by the Chicago Cubs a couple years ago. One ball, no strikes. Chopped foul. Up the first base line. Now 1-1 here on Jonathan Sierra. Kate Povich does a tremendous job with men in on beans. Men in scoring position as well. One ball and a strike, Povich. Pause, he'll rock and go. Chop back over the mound. Holland will glove, moving to third. Knight, it's Will goes to first for out number one. Caleb Knight advances 90 feet. So a run.
Third baseman, number
90 feet away Lewis for the South Bend Cubs as Luis Verdugo will step in. Verdugo struck out swinging in his first at bat today. Verdugo, bat over the right shoulder, slightly open stance. First pitch flipped foul. Two-handed cut for the right-handed bat. Povich peering in. The Colonels' defense playing back. Seth Gray is even with the bag over at first. No balls and a strike. Wave and a miss. They're a good fastball from Povich. Verdugo very behind. No balls, two strikes, Povich here on Verdugo. Wave and a miss and a pitch in the dirt. Tag applied by Winkle there for out number two. A buzzing sound coming over the speakers right now. And I'm not quite sure whose job it is to fix that. Sounds like they've got it figured out. Kind of sounded like somebody keeps saying the incorrect answer on Family Feud. Or they're starting a chainsaw that doesn't want to turn over. It's Kate Povich working here from the stretch on Scott McKeon. Waving a miss at the first pitch. That sounds like they fixed it. You never know what you're going to hear over the speakers at a baseball game. 0-1 breaking ball cut on through. Now 0-2 here to McKeon. Povich one strike away from getting out of this inning after allowing a leadoff double to Caleb Knight. No balls, two strikes, two down here in the fifth. Three strikeouts already for Cade. And the 0-2 coming. Up high on the fastball now, 1-2 on Scott McKeon. McKeon doubled off of Povich back in his first at bat. 1-2 on the way here from Kane. Downstairs now, 2-2. Caleb Knight taking that short lead off the third base bag. 2 and 2 now from Cade Povich. It's a sign he wants from Pat Winkle. Now he's ready. Breaking ball just missed the knees. Not by much, could not get McKeon to chase. The count will run full. Three base runners, all in hits today for Povich. Here comes the 3-2. Breaking ball just missed.
That's a Northwest Bank.
Curveball just a touch outside. Kate asking where that pitch missed.
To our local United Way.
And the home plate umpire says a little up. So it's a walk to Scott McKeon, and now Fabian Pertus will step in. Pretty good AB there for McKeon. Breaking it back from down 0-2 to drawing a walk.
Number 8, Fabian Pertus.
Knight on third, McKeon at first. A 4-0 Colonels lead, two down here in the fifth. Povich with the glove at the belt, rocks and goes. First pitch, grounded right side and through for a base hit. Povich punches the glove, not too happy with that. Rounding second, headed to third is McKeon. Throw in from Fedko, goes to second. It's an RBI single for Fabian Pertus. And now the tying run is at the plate for Casey Opitz. An RBI single for Fabian Pertus. His 24th run batted in this season. 4-1 Colonels. Hope it digs in. It's flown out twice. First pitch curve over for a strike. They're on Opitz. 64 pitches, 45 strikes today for Cade Povich. Some activity now in the Colonels bullpen. Some bodies starting to move around, loosen up. 0-1 there on the inside corner for strike two. Povich again one strike away from finishing off this fifth inning. Two down, bottom of five, the 0-2 here from Cade Povich. Sit down, he got him on the curve. Four strikeouts through five innings of one-run baseball for Cade Povich. We move along to the top half of six. Cedar Rapids on top. 4-1 over South Bend. Sabato, Gray, and Fedko, 3-4, and 5 when we come back.
The Cedar Rapids Colonels are back in 2022.
Bring your family, meet your friends. This is where the fun never ends.
Come out to a party in the park this summer at Veterans Memorial Stadium.
Hey, Colonels, let the good times roll. Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
Single game tickets are on sale now for the 2022 Cedar Rapids Colonels season. Visit colonels.com to purchase tickets or call the ticket office at 319-896-7560. The ticket office is open from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday and 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturday. It's a party at the park all summer long with the Cedar Rapids Colonels.
Ooh, that's a bingo.
Fans can play baseball bingo at Colonel Sunday home games this season.
Is that the way you say it? That's a bingo?
You just say bingo.
Play along every Sunday at Veterans Memorial Stadium for a chance to win a special Amana weekend getaway sponsored by Ox Yoke Inn.
Bingo! How fun!
Aaron Sabato will step into the batter's box, opening up the top half of the sixth inning. Cedar Rapids leading 4-1 over South Bend. First offering downstairs here on Sabato, 1-0 from Jared Wright. Cade Povich today, 66 pitches through five innings of work. He'll likely start the seventh. No arms throwing yet in the Colonel's bullpen. Sabato fouling off the 1-0. Cody Lorison might be the next man out of the pen, or the first man out of the pen. Or Cedar Rapids here tonight. Ball one strike, big cut and a miss by Sabato. Now 1-2. Jared Wright, 27 pitches so far in relief here for the South Bend Cubs. 1-2, half swing, the appeal down. Yes, he did. Says our first base umpire, Clyburn Rondon. And no argument by Sabato. He'll head back to the dugout. Seth Gray now for Cedar Rapids. 1-for-2 with a two-run home run back in the first.
First baseman, number 18, Seth Gray.
Gray homered the opposite way out to left. Three multi-hit games in the series. He's looking for his fourth multi-hit game. He'll have at least one more at bat, maybe a couple more ABs here today. And there's ball one down and outside on Jared, or from Jared Wright. 1-0 here on the way to Seth Gray. Breaking ball across for a strike. One ball, one strike. Seth, that open stance. The movement of the bat above his left shoulder. Laying on a fastball now, 1-2. Lake County has come from behind. They're up 5-3 on Fort Wayne. They head to the bottom of the ninth. They'd been no hit through seven innings. One ball and two strikes right here to Gray. Seth looks at ball two down and inside. West Michigan up on Lansing, 2-0 in the fifth. Peoria and Quad Cities are scoreless in the fourth, and they're in a rain delay in Dayton with Great Lakes leading 5-0. 2-2 here from Jared Wright, up and away. Now 3-2 here on Seth Gray. Payoff pitch coming in from the South Bend right-hander. Gray takes ball four down and outside. A one-out walk. Cedar Rapids has a man aboard for Kyler Fenko. Kyler has started off today's ball game 0-for-2.
Number 9, Kyler Fenko.
Colonel's right fielder in the series 3-for-19. Struggling a little bit at the plate for Cedar Rapids lately. Does have a double and an RBI in the series. He's scored three times. First offering here to Fedko, a breaking ball outside, 1-0. Colonel's lineup has been one of the most productive groups in the league. 1-0 way outside on a fastball now, 2-0. Hope it's had to reach across his body to pull in that fastball. Colonels lead the league in runs scored. They're top four in batting average and hits. Also lead the league in home runs. 2-0 right here to Fedko. Kyler sends a ball out towards straightaway center field. Wogu in a couple of steps to his left, and he'll make that grab for out number two. Alex Kirilloff just let off another St. Paul Saints ball game with a home run. Junior Severino digs in, 0-for-1 with a ground out and a walk. Twins are down 2-0 against Tampa Bay in the fourth. Jared Wright, glove at the bell. Kicks and deals. Junior sends a ball high out towards left center field. Wogu, though, into the alley. He'll get underneath and make the grab for out number three. Cedar Rapids gets a man on, a one-out walk issued to Seth Gray. We move along to the home half of six. Wogu, Casey, and Aliendo. It's 4-1. Cedar Rapids on top here in South Bend.
Hey, Colonels fans, are you ready to splash up your summer? Splash Pool and Spa can help. As Iowa's number one builder of high-quality custom concrete and fiberglass swimming pools, we can transform any idea into the pool of your dreams. And now you can build your dream pool right from the Colonels bleachers with our virtual pool wish list builder. Simply visit splashpools.fun to get started, or stop into our Center Point Road location in Cedar Rapids to browse dozens of in-stock hot tubs and saunas ready to be yours. Talk about a home run. Splash up your summer with Splash Pool and Spa in Cedar Rapids, a proud sponsor of the Cedar Rapids Colonels. Splash Pool and Spa, we build fun.
Living here in the Midwest provides plenty of life lessons, like waiting till the last minute to check on the AC can mean a sticky evening or two or three. It only had to happen once for me to pick up the phone and call Affordable Heating and Cooling, a premier Lennox dealer. Before you learn the hard way, schedule an air conditioning precision tuning cleaning. Plus, it's nice to know with Affordable, I'm backed by years of experience and 24-hour service and replacement. That's a good lesson to learn. Lennox, innovation never felt so good. Installed and serviced by Affordable Heating and Cooling, 362-1124.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Jordan Wogu leads things off in the home half of six. Kate Povich back out there looking for another inning of work for Cedar Rapids. He misses down and inside with the ball here on Jordan Wogu. Povich, so far as a professional, the longest into a game that he's gone is 5 1/3 innings. That was against Lake County back on May 19. This is outside again here on Wogu. Quickly 2-0 from the southpaw, Cade Povich. Colonel's left-hander missing. Oh, he catches the outside corner. They're on Wogu now, 2-1. Povich, 5 1/3 innings against Lake County. 2 hits in that outing. The 2-1, an ugly half swing and a miss there at a high fastball now, 2-2. Cade Povich, the Cedar Rapids southpaw, ready. He'll rock and deal on the 2-2. Downstairs on that breaking ball, blocked up well by Winkle. Wogu 0-for-2 with a flyout and a ground out. Right-hander just now beginning to pick up a baseball and throw down in the Cedar Rapids bullpen, at least picking up a baseball. Povich misses inside ball 4 here on Wogan. Leadoff walk for the South Bend Cubs. Put a man on for Owen Casey.
Here's the Cubs left fielder, number 20.
Garland Mack heading down to the Colonel's bullpen and go warm up. That pitcher moving around in the pen. Might be Cody Lawyerson. Home half of 6. The first offering here from Povich misses high. 1-0 on Owen Casey. 73 pitches now for the Colonel southpaw. And now Pat Winkle will go out and chat with his left-hander. Maybe he sees something. A lefty up in the pen for the South Bend Cubs. Might be Ryan Shreve starting to warm up in the pen for the Colonels. Yep, that's Shriever. 1-0-0, they have Wogu picked off as Povich fires over. Gray to Holland, right back to Seth, who applies the tag, and then pats Wogu on the back as Wogu and Seth try not to collide. So that'll work for the first out of the inning. Kane Povich picking off Jordan Wogu. 1-3, 6-3 on that pickoff. Wogu had that oh-shoot moment off the first base bag. You take a step off the bag. Realize that Povich is throwing over, and you're like, oh, no, here we go. Casey fouls off the 1-0. One ball and one strike that might have caught Winkle. Caught him on the left wrist. Pat's been beaten up today. One ball and a strike from Povich here to Owen Casey. It's a lefty warming up in the bullpen for the South Bend Cubs. Being Didier Vargas. One ball, one strike. Wave and a miss there, and a good breaking ball from Povich. And on Owen Casey, the slider from the Colonel's left-hander. Casey will dig back in, ready to work here on the 1-2 from Cade Povich. Colonel southpaw gives a nod, rocks and goes. Got him swinging. Breaking ball in the dirt. Casey goes fishing for it. Tag applied there by Pat Winkle. Cade Povich now with 5 strikeouts through 5 2/3, 76 pitches in. And now Pablo Aliendo. DHing today for South Bend. He's 0-for-2. Pair of groundouts. Venezuelan catcher serving as the DH today. Povich ready to go here on Aliendo. It's a sign he wants from Winkle. Kicks and deals. First pitch down and outside, 1-0. Here from Cade Povich. Colonels will have 7, 8, and 9 due up in the 7th. Winkle, Holland, and Noisy. 1-0. Breaking ball outside now, 2-0. This is the deepest that Povich has gone into a ball game now in his pro career. 5 2/3 for the Southpaw, 78 pitches in. 2-0 fastball downstairs now, 3-0. Trying not to lose the right-handed hitting Aliendo. Caleb Knight, who's 2-for-2 today in the on-deck circle. 3-0, strike one on the inside corner. I wonder if Shreve would get Knight. We haven't seen a mound visit yet. Usually a mound visit will precede the pull. This ball lofted foul by Aliendo up towards the lawn down the right field line. Three balls, two strikes. Povich ready to go here in Aliendo. Sharp one hopper, right side, gloved by Seve. He spins and throws in time for out number three. A nice play by Junior Severino to end the sixth. Cade Povich threw a career best six innings of work. One run on four hits. He walks two and strikes out five here tonight. Colonels with a Povich with a very good strike for Cedar Rapids. The Colonels with the lead, 4-1 over South Bend. We'll be back in just a bit right here on the Colonels Baseball Network. Top of seven, here we come.
The Cedar Rapids Colonels are back in 2022.
Bring your family, be your friends. This is where the fun never ends.
Come out to a party in the park this summer at Veterans Memorial Stadium.
Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
Single game tickets are on sale now for the 2022 Cedar Rapids Colonels season. Visit colonels.com to purchase tickets or call the ticket office at 319-896-7560. The ticket office is open from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday and 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturday. It's a party at the park all summer long with the Cedar Rapids Colonels. Keep your hands warm and your cans cool with a can koozie. Presented by Ann Roshar Realtor and Keller Williams Legacy Group, Cedar Rapids. Be one of the first 1,000 fans at Veterans Memorial Stadium on Friday, June 24th, and you will receive a free can koozie.
Hey fans, this is Patrick Winkle, and you're listening to Colonels Baseball Network.
Didier Vargas will come out of the bullpen for South Bend here in the top half of the seventh to face Pat Winkle, Will Holland, and Dylan Noisy. First offering to Winkle misses high, 1-0. Cade Povich stellar here this afternoon for Cedar Rapids. Six innings, a one-run ball. Vargas misses downstairs, 2-0 now here on Pat Winkle. Vargas with 9 appearances this season, 5.33 ERA. Out of the South Bend bullpen, there's a strike in the knees to Winkle. 25 1/3 innings for Vargas, 25 strikeouts, 10 walks. Winkle strokes a ball foul down the left field line. Somebody trying to make a leaping grab down there. Richard Salazar trying to reel that ball in with a hat. I don't see Richard jump very often. Two balls and two strikes. Vargas here to Pat Winkle. Left-hander kicks and goes. Breaking ball misses high. 3-2 now on Wink. Over 25 1/3 innings for Vargas. He's held batters to a .266 average. Winkle lays off ball four outside. A leadoff walk here in the seventh issued by Didier Vargas. And now Will Holland will bat, 1-for-2.
Now batting number 38.
Double and a strikeout for Cedar Rapids.
Shortstop.
Holland playing short today. No wonder Javier. He's been beaten up pretty good in this series. Javier has. Wander 6-for-17 in the set, but he's been cleated once. He's been hit by a couple of pitches. Holland digs in the first offering. Called strike one on the inside corner. Holland turning away from the call. Winkle certainly not a threat to run over there at first base. Ryan Shreve was up in the Colonel's pen. He might be on for the home half of 7. The 0-1 cut on through by Holland, now 0-2. We've not seen a Cedar Rapids starter begin the 7th inning this year. Povich is at 82 pitches. 55 for strikes. Knight, Sierra, and Verdugo due up for South Bend. 0-2 breaking ball downstairs from Vargas. Now 1-2. 4 runs on 4 hits, no errors, and 2 left for Cedar Rapids.
Number 41, Didier Vargas.
For South Bend, 1 run on 4 hits, 1 error, and 4 left on. 1-2. Breaking ball, chopped foul. Off towards the Colonel's dugout. Brad Hanner will pop out of the Colonel's dugout, grab that ball. He tips his cap to the dugout. Probably getting a smattering of nice work, Hanner, from his teammates moving across the fencing area of that dugout. 1-2, big wave and a miss. Down goes Holland, striking out on the curveball there from Vargas. Dylan Noisy now, 1-for-1, a single and a walk today for Cedar Rapids. He's been on base twice.
Over 2,000 kids each week.
Winkle drew a leadoff walk, then Holland struck out. That brings us to
Dylan Noisy.
Each team with 4 hits today. Vargas ready. A rocking deal downstairs now, 1-0 on Noisy. Ryan Shreve now starting to throw again in the pen for the Colonels. That probably spells the end of the day for Povich. One and oh. Winkle off of first. There's ball too high and outside to Dylan Noisy.
Everybody clap your hands.
Dylan kind of fits the profile well of a guy you like in that 9 spot. 2-0, strike one on the outside corner. Is a pretty good plan when he's in the batter's box. He can jump the yard a bit. Got some juice. He's got some gap-to-gap power. Takes competitive plate appearances. He draws his walks. 2-1 down and in. Now 3-1 on Noisy. Pat Winkle off of first. You know, sometimes people say they take a walk. Sometimes they'll say he drew a walk. 3-1 downstairs, ball 4. Noisy lays off. 2 walks issued by Vargas here in the 7th. And I think that there is a difference between taking a walk and drawing a walk.
Returning to the Colonel's leadoff spot for number 8.
And there's an art to both.
Soleri.
When you take a walk, it's usually when the pitcher's control is out of sorts, so it's a little bit easier to take 4 pitches wide of the zone because you know that he's not going to be in the zone very often. For example, Vargas right now.
Here is a further update on the Super Regional in
16
Knoxville.
Pitches, 7 strikes for Vargas. That means 9 balls
inning,
have been thrown by the left-hander.
Notre Dame 7, Tennessee 3.
You hear the crowd cheering as Notre Dame leads Tennessee. It's kind of a bit of a slap in the face to Alaric Soleri, who's a big UT guy. He'll be batting here in this AB after the mound visit. Translator helping out Vargas and the pitching coach, Tony Kagul. So no pitch clock there, or no mound visit clock. But anyway, so you can take a walk against a guy who's not throwing a ton of strikes because you have a good idea that 4 pitches are going to be wide in the zone. Then when you draw a walk,
That's when it's a deeper count. You foul off pitches, you keep battling until you finally take that pitch that the pitcher tries to get you to chase on. Solari fouls off the first pitch from Vargas. And truly, there is an art to bone, because you can be good at drawing walks, but maybe not so good at taking walks. Because if you continue to expand the zone and be aggressive to foul pitches off, sometimes you just keep on fouling. The 0-1 bounce to third off the glove of Verdugo. Winkle will go to third, and everybody's safe. That will probably be an error on Luis Verdugo. So Alaric Solari reaches on that error by the third baseman.
Christian Encarnacion.
It is indeed an error on Verdugo, as Christian Encarnacion Strand will bat with the bases loaded now here for Cedar Rapids. A man who needs no introduction. Encarnacion Strand with 15 doubles, 12 homers, 47 RBI this year. He does have a grand slam. First pitch, changeup downstairs. Opitz might have gotten crossed up there with Vargas. And Opitz will go out to chat with Vargas. Definitely got crossed up on that pitch. Shreve likely to tank the home half of the seventh here tonight. Cedar Rapids leading 4-1, hoping to add more. Meeting on the mound is over, as Opitz will head back to the dugout. Fabian Pertu is behind the plate. Fabian Pertu is going out to help out with the translating. 1-0. Vargas here to Encarnacion Strand. Left-hander kicks and fires. Breaking ball dropped over for a strike in the inside corner. On this road trip, Encarnacion Strand has been nearly inhuman. 13 hits, 11 of them for extra bases. He lines the 1-1 foul off towards the right side. Now a ball and two strikes. Seven doubles and four home runs on the road trip for Encarnacion Strand. He's driven in eight. 1-2. Down and in. Good block by Opitz to keep Winkle at third. Two balls and two strikes now here from Didier Vargas. Sabato stands in the on-deck circle for Cedar Rapids. 2-2 on the way here from Didier Vargas. Christian hammers a ball deep out to left field. Bombs away. It's a grand slam for Christian Encarnacion Strand. Oh, my, what a shot. And it's 8-1 Colonels. Encarnacion Strand did not miss that pitch. Inner half, turning on it and belting it. Home run number 13 on the year. His RBI count now pushed to a Midwest League leading 51. 51 runs batted in for Christian Encarnacion Strand. His second grand slam of the season. My, what a shot out to deep left field. It's 8-1 Colonels, and now Aaron Sabato will step in. Two homers today for Cedar Rapids. Sabato swinging through a Vargas fastball. 0-1 here to the Colonels' designated hitter. Off the plate on the changeup now, 1-1. How about this for the road trip? 12 extra base hits on 14 total for Encarnacion Strand. 5 home runs, 12 RBI, and 7 doubles here on the road trip. Ball 2 outside on Sabato. Big hack and a miss now, 2-2. One down here in the 7th. Vargas peering over the glove, ready to kick and go on Sabato. Breaking ball just missing high. And a touch off the plate, too. Three balls and two strikes here from Didier Vargas. Breaking ball called. Strike three in the inside corner. Sabato not happy with that spot. Goes down looking. Now Seth Gray will get a chance. One for two. He's been on base twice today. A solo home run and a walk. For Seth Gray.
First baseman, Seth Gray.
Gray digging in, having a tremendous series for the Colonels. In the set, 7 for 21, 7 runs batted in. And now Gray lifts a ball lazily out to right. Sierra coming in, he'll get underneath to make the catch for out number 3. Cedar Rapids gets 4 on a Christian Encarnacion Strand grand slam. Home half of 7, here we come. Caleb Knight, Jonathan Sierra, and Luis Verdugo. Ryan Shreve comes on for the Colonels when we return.
For all the people who want to make good things happen, for the experts determined to help others, for the ones who want to be a part of something bigger, there's a career for you at Unity Point Health. We're hiring people at every experience level who are motivated to improve lives by providing safe, comfortable care. What does it take to make a difference? It just takes you. Find your opportunity online at joinuph.com. Know how much you matter to this world.
Local 125, plumbers and pipe fitters of East Central Iowa, professionals at work, the skilled trades of Local 125, plumbing, refrigeration, pipe fitting, welding, and more. While at Veterans Memorial Stadium, make sure to check out the Plumbers and Pipe Fitters Pavilion, a standard for excellence. Find a qualified contractor at www.local125prosatwork.com. Local 125, plumbers and pipe fitters of East Central Iowa.
You've been putting back a few, and a few becomes a few too many. For a moment, you think about calling for a ride. Nah, you live nearby. What's the worst that can happen? You get pulled over, your insurance goes up, you lose your license, you total your car, you kill someone.
Stay connected with the Cedar Rapids Colonels all year long by following the Colonels' socials. Catch up with the Colonels on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at CR Colonels.
Hey fans, this is Ryan Shreve, and you're listening to the Colonels Baseball Network.
Ryan Shreve will come on for the Cedar Rapids Colonels here in the home half of the 7th inning. First offering here to the, time clock violation as Shreve delivers the pitch. Shreve delivered the pitch, and the home plate umpire called a time clock violation. So 1-0, no pitch thrown there by Ryan Shreve. 1-0, regardless here on Caleb Knight. Shreve ready here from the bell. Missing high now, 2-0 on Caleb Knight. Christian Encarnacion Strand with a grand slam. 14 of 16 hits on this road trip for Encarnacion Strand have been for extra bases. Knight bounces the 2-0 foul, now 2 balls and a strike. 2-1 here from Ryan Shreve. From the belt, he kicks and goes. Downstairs, here from Ryan Shreve. That'll bring the count to 3-1. Kicks and goes, bounce towards third. A high hop for Encarnacion Strand. He gathers, fires, the tag by Gray, and the ball comes out as Gray trying to apply the tag. It'll roll down the right field line. Now Fedko will pick it up and look Caleb Knight back to first base. Man on here for the South Bend Cubs on what might be a throwing error there on Christian Encarnacion Strand. And it looks like that is indeed what it will be. Man on first base here with none retired, and the first pitch from Shreve to Sierra. Ryan at the ready, now he kicks and goes downstairs 1-0 here on Jonathan Sierra. Five pitches so far for Shreve. The right-hander kind of rudely welcomed into this inning with that pitch clock violation. 1-0. This ball roped foul down the right field line. Now one ball and a strike. Jonathan Sierra today, 0-2, a flyout and a ground out. The Cedar Rapids Colonels lead 8-1 over South Bend here. One and one. Here from Ryan Shreve. Inside. Yeah, ooh, called a strike in that inside corner. Caleb Knight will take a lead off of first with a 1-2 count on the way from Ryan Shreve. Shreve with a glove at the belt. He's ready on the 1-2. Off the mitt of Winkle for ball two, and a passed ball will allow Caleb Knight to advance 90 feet out to second base. Passed ball there for Winkle, putting a man in scoring position now. Shreve this season, seven appearances, a 6.35 ERA. Four strikeouts, six walks. Allowed just one run in his last five outings. Two balls and two strikes here from Shreve. Ouch, fouled off of Sierra. Keeps the count even here at 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, none down here in the seventh. Ryan Shreve asked to probably get both the seventh and the eighth here today. Shreve ready on the 2-2. This ball socked out towards left. Solari with the read, moving to his left a bit to his towards the wall as well, as he'll get underneath and make the grab for out number one. Sierra flying out to left field, and now Luis Verdugo. Verdugo 0-2 with a couple of strikeouts.
Now batting number three, Luis Verdugo, third base.
Verdugo, the right-handed bat. And with a man out there, Verdugo, those two punch-outs today. Batting out of the eight hole. First pitch, tap foul off the end of the bat, rolling towards the Colonel's dugout. Sean Schlechter will serve his ball boy to grab that baseball. No balls and a strike. Shreve ready here on the 0-1. He'll take a breath, kick and go. This ball chopped up the third baseline and foul once again here by Verdugo. Cade Povich was exceptional today for Cedar Rapids. He goes a career best six innings, four hits, one run, two walks, five strikeouts. 15 whiffs on 82 pitches. 55 of those 82 for strikes. 0-2, Ryan Shreve to Luis Verdugo. Shreve ready here on the 0-2. Kick and go. Bounced up the third baseline and foul after a sliding grab there by Encarnacio Strand. Christian slid to his left to pick that baseball. He still threw it over to first anyway. Still a foul ball, though, is called by our home plate umpire. No balls, two strikes, one down here in the seventh. Luis Verdugo will step back in here for the South Bend Cubs. It's Ryan Shreve looking down at his catcher, Pat Winkle. It's a sign he wants. Here is the 0-2 on the way. Slider bounced foul again. Verdugo has taken four swings, all of them turning into foul balls. Cade Povich was stellar today. The lineup certainly providing plenty of thump behind him as well. No balls and two strikes here from Cade Povich. He'll kick and go. Bounced again towards Christian, who's been busy. He'll make the play, throw on to first in time for out number two. 5-3 on that ground out off the bat of Luis Verdugo. Caleb Knight stays at second, and now Scott McKeon with two down. Still delayed in Dayton, 5-0 Great Lakes over the Dayton Dragons. Quad Cities and Peoria, no score in the fifth. West Michigan is up 2-0 on Lansing. They're in the home half of 7. And Lake County ended up coming back and defeating Fort Wayne after trailing 3-0. Came back to win 5-3. Two down here in the seventh. Scott McKeon steps in. First pitch slider there from Ryan Shreve is a strike in the outside corner. No balls, one strike, two down here, home half of 7. Ryan Shreve gets the sign he wants from Winkle. And here comes the 0-1 from the right-hander. Bounces a pitch to the plate, blocked well by Winkle to keep Knight there at second. Cedar Rapids now with a arm starting to get loose down at the pen. That'll be Derek Molina. Right-hander throwing in the South Bend bullpen likewise. One ball and one strike. Shreve here to McKeon. Shreve rocks and goes. This ball chopped towards third. A leaping play by Christian. He gathers and throws a strike onto first. What a play by Encarnacion Strand, leaping to reel in that high chopper. And we move along to the top half of the eighth. Cedar Rapids leads 8-1 over South Bend. A scoreless seventh worked by Ryan Shreve.
Here we go, and the 2-2 pitcher, ground ball to short, charging as Castro, he fields, he throws, not in time! Buxton beat it, Cruz scores, and the Twins win it 4-3.
He's to the line, and the left-hander delivers. Puckett swings and hits a blast, deep left center, way back, it's gone! The Twins go to the seventh game! Touch them all, Kirby Puckett! Touch them all, Kirby Puckett!
A swing and a drive, left field and deep. Back it goes, deep it goes. Grand slam, Sano!
Hey, Colonels fans, this is your voice of the Cedar Rapids Colonels, Thomas Breach, here to remind you that the Colonels Game of the Week is back on KMRY. That's right, on 93.1 FM, 1450 AM KMRY. You can catch every Wednesday Colonels game live on the air.
Here's the payoff pitch and a line drive caught by Tolbert. He's done it. He has done it. Francisco Lariano has pitched a no-hitter.
The party at the park never stops in Cedar Rapids. The Colonels offer a wide range of ticket options, including single-game, 10-game coupon tickets, and a variety of season ticket packages. Visit colonels.com to purchase tickets or call the ticket office at 319-896-7960 to secure your seat at the next Colonels home game.
Let the good times roll.
Stay connected with the Cedar Rapids Colonels all year long by following the Colonels socials. Catch up with the Colonels on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at CR Colonels.
Walker Powell takes the mound here in the eighth to face Kyler Fenko, Junior Severino, and Pat Winkle. Here in the eighth inning in South Bend, the Colonels lead 8-1 over the South Bend Cubs. Ball one high and tight from Walker Powell to Kyler Fenko. Kyler bounces the ball towards third and then off the glove of Verdugo. As that'll bleed down towards the Colonels' bullpen, it'll bounce around in the seats. That might be out of play, as Fenko will be in standing with what might go as a double or an error there on Verdugo. Verdugo had to reach across the body trying to make that pick of the ground ball his way. Fenko on second regardless. A wicked hop there on Verdugo. And that might be a double.
Or
Kyler Fenko.
Junior
Severino will step in here for Cedar Rapids.
Strikeout man.
0-2 with a ground out, a walk, and a flyout. Looks like it is indeed a double for Kyler Fenko. First offering on the way from Powell, now to Junior Severino. Junior lifts a ball down the left field line. A long run in for Owen Casey. A long run back for Verdugo, and it falls between them as Fenko races into third. Junior Severino blooping a knock in the left, and there goes his Ofer streak. Junior picks up his first hit of the series as Fenko advances to third. Pat Winkle will bat now. That double for Winkle was his 10th on the season. Little Texas leaguer for Junior Severino. And Metter on the corners with none retired for Pat Winkle. First offering on the way is a slow looping curveball across for strike one. No balls, one strike from Walker Powell. Powell looks over his shoulder at Junior. Now he'll rock and go. Half swing, yes he did. Away two now from Powell to Pat Winkle. Colonels with seven hits today. Winkle digs back in, 0-2 on the way here from the right-hander. Powell with a pause, now he goes. Fouled away, keeps the count here at 0-2. Seen Powell in this series already. All in all this season, Walker Powell has worked 39 2/3. 3.86 ERA. He's earned six wins out of the bullpen for South Bend. No balls and two strikes. Powell here on the way to Pat Winkle. Right-hander ready here on the 0-2. Downstairs. 1-2 on Pat Winkle. Fedco doubled to lead off this inning. Then Severino with that bloop single down the left field line. Powell ready here on the 1-2. Chopped foul. Keeps the count at 1-2. Cedar Rapids has a very big homestand ahead of them. Six-game series with Dayton, then a six-game set with West Michigan. 1-2 from Powell here to Winkle. Pat bounces his foul. Keeps the count at 1-2. Dayton has been the best in the East all year long. They're struggling though against Great Lakes this past week. Great Lakes will get Wisconsin. One ball and two strikes. Powell ready here on Pat Winkle. Bounce towards the right side. Fedko will score. The throw to second for one. Relay to first, not in time. It's a run scoring fielder's choice off the bat of Pat Winkle, so he'll pick up an RBI to plate Fedko on that fielder's choice. One UConn Husky drives in another. Severino out at second. And now Will Holland will bat in a 9-1 Colonels lead.
Will Holland.
An RBI for Pat Winkle.
Shortstop.
His fourth of the season. Will Holland digs in. Powell kicks and goes. First pitch breaking ball upstairs here on Holland. 1-0. Will doubled in his first at bat, later scored. Struck out in his last two. 1-0 here from the right-hander. Hacked foul and a nice play by Brad Hanner, protecting Charlie Mack down in the bullpen area for Cedar Rapids. One ball and a strike. Walker Powell here to Will Holland. One thing Powell does very well is limit the walks, just five. Free passes issued in 39 2/3 this year. One ball and one strike. Curveball popped up right side, foul ground. Caleb Knight over towards the dugout, and that ball will land off the wall. Count goes to 1-2 from Powell to Holland. Derek Molina warming in the Colonel's bullpen. He'll likely take the eighth. One away here in the top half of the eighth inning. 1-8-2 from Powell to Will Holland. Right-hander peeking over the left shoulder with Pat Winkle off that first base bag. Breaking ball, hacked foul. Again towards the Colonel's bullpen, and Brad Hanner continuing to stay busy. Making another play on a ground ball. Toss it into the crowd, get it to a younger fan. 1-2, Powell here to Holland. Wave and a miss, got him on a breaking ball, and there is out number two. Holland strikes out for the third time today. Now Dylan Noisy, for one, he's been on base three times. Out of the ninth spot today for the Colonels, a single and two walks for Noisy. Cedar Rapids with seven hits. Nine runs on those seven hits, one error and two left on. South Bend, one run on four hits. Two errors, they have left on five. Powell here with a glove at the belt, kicks and fires. First pitch, big swing and a miss by Noisy, 0-1. They're from Walker Powell. Noisy digs back in. Right-hander Walker Powell ready. He'll kick and go. This ball grounded right side. Couple steps to his left for McKeon. He'll flip on to first for out number three. We'll move along to the home half of the eighth inning. Here in South Bend, it's the Colonels 9, the Cubs 1, and RBI Fielder's Choice off the bat of Pat Winkle played in Kyler Fenko. Derek Molina will take over when we return in the home half of a 9-1 Colonels here on the Colonels Baseball Network.
For your information, I've located the problem. There's no power going into the high voltage transformer.
Hey, Colonels fans, are you looking to upgrade your television experience?
Hey, you want power?
That would help. Your call.
Every Thursday home game, three lucky fans ages 18 and older will win a free 50-inch TV. You can enter by stopping by the First Federal Credit Union table on the concourse.
Really? It was an accident.
An accident? You almost killed me, and you say it was an accident?
That's Big Screen Thursday, presented by First Federal Credit Union, every Thursday home game.
Stay connected with the Cedar Rapids Colonels all year long by following the Colonels' socials. Catch up with the Colonels on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at CR Colonels.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Hey fans, this is Derek Molina, and you're listening to the Colonels Baseball Network.
Derek Molina will take the ball for the Colonels here in the home half of the eighth inning. Right-hander kicks and goes. The first pitch is blasted out to left. Soleri moving back, and he'll make the catch as Fabian Pertuz flies out. One pitch, one out for Derek Molina here in the eighth inning. Casey Opitz will bat for the South Bend Cubs. 0 for 3 here today. Opitz with a pair of flyouts and a strikeout. Derek Molina this year, 15 appearances, an ERA of 4.00, 18 innings. He struck out 18, he's walked 8. First pitch off the plate there from Molina here on Casey Opitz. Molina had a rocky May. June off to a good start though, 2 2/3 scoreless, 2 strikeouts and a walk for Derek Molina. In the month of June, there's ball 2 outside on Opitz. Nope, but still wearing that 0 for this season. 0 for 13. One down in the eighth. Molina and the Colonels leading 9-1 over the Cubs.
2-0 from Demo. This ball lined down the right field line. That's in for a base hit, and that'll roll all the way into the corner. Kyler Fentke will have to go grab that baseball. Casey Opitz has his first South Bend hit of 2022. It's a double down the right field line. And just like that, South Bend is a man on with one down. Jordan Wogu will bat here against Molina. Center fielder for the South Bend Cubs. Matthew Swain starts to move around a bit in the Colonel's bullpen. Molina ready with the glove at the belt. Little peek back at second with Opitz there. He'll kick and go. There's ball one downstairs on Jordan Wogu. Cedar Rapids today has had some very solid pitching. Here in the series, the pitching has been tremendous. Colonels have entering today, pitching to a 2.30 ERA in the set. Ball two outside on Jordan Wogu. One run allowed by Povich. Shreve worked a scoreless seventh. Molina here with one down in the eighth. 2-0 on the way to Jordan Wogu. High and tight now, 3-0. This game kind of feels like it slowed down a bit. Here in the later innings, we were right around an hour 20 going into the sixth, and 40 minutes later, we're in the bottom of the eighth. 3-0 here from Derek Molina. High and tight, ball four. Wogu reaches on the four-pitch walk. Molina has given up two really hard-hit balls and a walk here today. We mentioned Cedar Rapids is coming back home this week. Plenty of exciting things going on around the ballpark. It's part of a two-week homestand for the Colonels. Wednesday will be a Copa Days game for Cedar Rapids. It's a noon game. 12:05 first pitch on Wednesday. Opitz at second, Wogu at first. Derek Molina rocks and goes. First pitch waved on through. 0-1 here to Owen Casey. Thursday, of course, is a big screen Thursday. Friday, first 1,000 fans will receive a free baseball-themed reusable tote bag from Casey's. 0-1, missing outside here on Casey. One ball, one strike. It's also a two-for-one Friday. One ball and one strike from Molina to Owen Casey with Opitz at second and Wogu at first. Molina misses down and in now. Two balls and a strike on Casey. Saturday is a princess night at the ballpark. Some meet and greets available. Two balls and a strike from Molina here to Owen Casey. This ball chopped towards third. Here comes Encarnacion Strand. He'll glove and throw on the move. The ball pops out of Gray's glove as he tries to apply the tag. Opitz will score as the ball squeaks into right. Wogu alertly going to third base. It'll be another throwing error on Encarnacion Strand. Pulling Gray off the bag. It's Christian's 20th error of the season. It's the second time that the ball has popped out of Gray's mitt as well, trying to apply the tag. So Opitz scores. Wogu to third, holding it first is Casey. It's 9-2 Cedar Rapids. Then on the corners here for Pablo Aliendo. Derek Molina kicks and goes. Fastball there on the outside corner for strike one. One run in here for the South Bend Cubs here in the inning. No balls and a strike from Molina. Down and outside, a good block by Winkle. That is Encarnacion Strand's second error of the game. One ball and one strike from Derek Molina here on Pablo Aliendo. Right-hander with a glove at the belt, kicks and goes, and that ran in and hit the hand of Aliendo, who immediately goes hopping towards his dugout. That is not very comfortable when you get that fastball high and tight. Running in on the hands, it slipped out of the hand of Molina. So Aliendo reaches on that hit by pitch. And now the bases are full for South Bend. And Matthew Swain will start to warm up as Mike Moriarty goes out to chat with Derek Molina. Looks like it got in the right hand of Aliendo. Talking about those promotions this coming week, it's Princess Night, Little Princess Parties. Princesses will join us at the game on Saturday. It's a meet and greet ticket package available for 200 people. It's also a fireworks night. And then on Sunday, per usual, plenty of festivities on Sunday for Cedar Rapids. Kids Eat Free Sunday. It's a Run the Bases Sunday. And also baseball bingo. Back-to-back noon Wednesday games for Cedar Rapids in that series against West Michigan. Saturday, the 25th of June, will be the Iowa PBS Daniel Tiger Night. Caleb Knight steps in now with the bases loaded and one down. First pitch from Molina, big swing and a miss. Winkle blocks up that slider, didn't know where it was. Threw off the mask, looked straight down, and it was right between his feet. No balls and one strike from Molina here to Caleb Knight. Matthew Swain continues to warm down in the Colonel's bullpen. Walker Powell will likely get the ninth for South Bend. 0-1, chopped foul. Brad Hanner continuing to stay busy, making more plays down by the Colonel's bullpen. That's the third ground ball that he's had to field today. No balls, two strikes, one down. Molina trying to put away Caleb Knight and get us to two down here in the eighth. 0-2. Reached out on, poked to third. Christian makes the play, steps on third, throws to first. It's an inning-ending double play. Turned by Christian Incarnacio. Strand stepping on third for the first out and firing across for out number two. 9-2 Cedar Rapids. We go to the ninth. Solari, Incarnacio, Strand, and Sabato when we come back.
I'm Dr. Alicia Allen with Unity Point Clinic. My patients rely on me for all aspects of their health, so when someone needs heart care, St. Luke's is the only hospital I trust. St. Luke's team has been caring for hearts since 1978. They're always introducing the latest procedures, and many require less recovery time. That means patients can stay close to home. With St. Luke's Heart Care, I'm confident my patients will receive the care they expect and deserve.
Unity Point Health. Know how much you matter to this world.
Colonels fans, the Twins' future is here on MILB.TV. With all home and most away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Colonels on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Use promo code Colonels at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
You won't read about my mom in the history books, but she's going to change history forever. You'll never learn about her in school, but she'll redefine everything we know. She's not a scientist or a doctor, but she's going to help save a lot of lives. My mom works at Mediacom, and they're going to bring us one of the world's first 10G broadband platforms. Mom says, dream big.
Hey fans, this is Alaric Solari, and you're listening to the Colonels Baseball Network.
Alaric Solari will lead things off here in the top half of the ninth inning. The Colonels on top, 9-2 over the South Bend Cubs. Right-hander Walker Powell back out there. His first pitch, breaking ball, high and tight, 1-0. One and oh.
This ball lifted off the bat of Solari towards left. Owen Casey moving towards the line. He'll get underneath and makes the catch for out number one. One down here in the ninth inning as Solari flies out. And now Christian Encarnacion Strand will bat for Cedar Rapids. One for four today. Encarnacion Strand with a grand slam in his last at bat. Christian looks at ball one downstairs. One and oh here from Walker Powell. Reached down on it, tapped foul by Encarnacion Strand. Now one and one. One ball and a strike. Encarnacion Strand, a monster road trip for Cedar Rapids. As he chops this ball towards the left side, gloved on the move by Verdugo. He'll throw across in time for out number two. 5-3 on that ground out. Off the bat of Encarnacion Strand. And now Aaron Sabato. For Encarnacion Strand, assuming that's his last at bat of the road trip, he will finish this two-week road trip 14 for 51 with 12 extra base hits.
Now batting number 23.
Seven Aaron doubles, Sabato, five home runs, 12 RBI, and 11 runs scored. Absolutely ridiculous numbers for Encarnacion Strand. There's ball one high and tight on Aaron Sabato. Sabato 0 for 3. Struck out twice, plus a ground out. He sends this ball into the air, foul off towards the right side. Now one ball and one strike here from the right-hander Walker Powell on Aaron Sabato. 9-2 Cedar Rapids. Looks like Matthew Swain will get the ninth. Breaking ball to Sabato, low and outside. Now 2-1. Colonels with 9 runs on 7 hits, 2 errors and 3 left on. South Bend at 2 runs, 5 hits, 2 errors, and 7 men left aboard. Sabato with a lazy fly down the right field line. Sierra and the second baseman McKeon will cut in front of Sierra to make the grab for out number 3. We move along to the home half of 9 here on the Colonels Baseball Network. Matthew Swain on to try and finish off the Colonels' second series win here on this 2-series road trip. We'll be back in a bit. Sierra, Verdugo, and McKeon do up for the South Bend Cup.
For all the people who want to make good things happen, for the experts determined to help others, for the ones who want to be a part of something bigger, there's a career for you at Unity Point Health. We're hiring people at every experience level who are motivated to improve lives by providing safe, comfortable care. What does it take to make a difference? It just takes you. Find your opportunity online at joinuph.com. Know how much you matter to this world.
Local 125, plumbers and pipe fitters of East Central Iowa, professionals at work, the skilled trades of Local 125, plumbing, refrigeration, pipe fitting, welding, and more. While at Veterans Memorial Stadium, make sure to check out the Plumbers and Pipe Fitters Pavilion, a standard for excellence. Find a qualified contractor at www.local125prosatwork.com. Local 125, plumbers and pipe fitters of East Central Iowa.
You've been putting back a few, and a few becomes a few too many. For a moment, you think about calling for a ride. Nah, you live nearby. What's the worst that can happen? You get pulled over, your insurance goes up, you lose your license, you total your car, you kill someone.
Hey fans, this is Matthew Swain, and you're listening to Colonels Baseball Network.
Matthew Swain takes over here in the home half of the ninth inning. Cedar Rapids leading South Bend 9-2. Swain, the 6'7", 225-pound right-hander. This season, across 16 appearances, 23 innings of work between Cedar Rapids and Fort Myers, Swain has pitched to a 0.39 ERA. And did Swain just get called for a pitch clock violation? Yes, he did. So 1-0 the count here on Sierra. The 1-0 sent foul. Up towards the left side, one ball and one strike here from Swain.
Swain out of Georgia Gwinnett in Lawrenceville, Georgia. 1-1 fouled off. Now quickly 1-2. Fastball, slider, and a changeup for Swain. 24-year-old right-hander. He'll turn 25 in August. Big shift here to Sierra. 1-2. Swain rocks and goes. This ball lifted very high out towards deep right field. Fedko back at the wall looking up, and that is the first extra base hit that Matthew Swain has allowed this season. It's a solo home run off the bat of Jonathan Sierra. Sending one out of here towards deep right field onto the party deck. Here in South Bend, Sierra with the long ball. And it's now 9-3 Cedar Rapids. For Sierra, that's his first home run of the season. Comes off of Matthew Swain here in the ninth to lead off the inning. Now Luis Verdugo, 0-3. A couple of strikeouts and a ground out for Luis Verdugo. First pitch is a strike in the outside corner from Matthew Swain. Colonels with a win today would improve to 3.5 games over the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers as their game against Beloit was canceled today due to health and safety protocols. Slider misses outside, 1-1. Matthew Swain ready here, working from the full on Verdugo. Fouled right back at us. Count goes to 1-2 from Swain to Verdugo. Swain 7-for-7 on saves down in Fort Myers. 21 innings of work, just 4 singles allowed. Those were the only 4 hits. 1-2, and this ball lifted out towards right field. Fedko tracking to his right. He'll get underneath and put it away for out number 1. Scott McKeon now. 1-for-2, a double, a walk, and a ground out.
Second baseman, number 6, Scott McKeon.
Matthew Swain against right-handers this year is holding them to a 295 OPS. A lot of fly balls for Swain, primarily a fly ball pitcher. First offering on the way from Swain here to McKeon. Fastball lofted foul, off towards the right side. Colonels today with 2 runs in the first, a Seth Gray 2-run homer. And then 2 runs in the second, Holland doubled. Scored on a chopper off the bat of Dylan Noisy that was ruled an infield single and an error. No balls, 1 here from Swain. Downstairs now 1-1 on McKeon. Alaric Solari blasted an RBI double out to right center, making it 4-0 Colonels. 1-1 here from Swain. This ball lined foul off or up the third base line. South Bend got a run in the fifth. Fabian Pertuz with an RBI single, then Encarnacion Strand with a grand slam out to left in the seventh, making it 8-1 Cedar Rapids. The Colonels got one more on a Pat Winkle run scoring fielder's choice in the eighth. 1-2 from Swain. Slider fouled in and out of the mid of Winkle. Count stays here at 1-2 from the right-hander Matthew Swain. Swain has not finished a game yet for the Colonels. Has pitched in the later innings, though, in both of his outings this year. 1-2 on the way here from the tall right-hander. Swain kicks and goes. Slider low and outside, now 2-2. Pertuz in the on-deck circle. Scott McKeon, 1-for-2 with a double today. He walked in his second at-bat. 2-2, popped up, shallow right, down the line. It's a long run for Fedko. He'll slow down to a halt, and that'll land out of play. Just past that Cubs bullpen. So 2-2, again here on Scott McKeon. McKeon, 2-for-13 in the series, certainly more impressive with the glove than the bat here in this 6-game set. Colonels are looking for another road series win. 2 balls and 2 strikes here from Swain. Just missed the knees on a fastball. Now 3-2. On the road this year, the Colonels are 2-0. 2-0-1 on the road. Two series wins, no losses, and one tie, or one split. Payoff pitch popped up. Shallow right, this time in fair territory. Fedko coming in, Severino back, and Kyler basically tackles Junior as he makes the grab. Severino ends up on the ground. Kyler Fedko makes that catch. Brian Dinkelman having a chuckle in the dugout with a couple of his coaches. Junior Severino trying to be a right fielder, I guess. Kyler Fedko making that play and then bumping into Junior for out number two. That'll bring up Fabian Pertuz. Pertuz 1-for-4, a line out, a ground out, single and a fly out in his four ABs today. Ball one outside from Matthew Swain. 1-0 from Swain. On Fabian Pertuz. Pertuz lifts this foul. Now one ball and a strike. Notably, too, coming into the series, South Bend was the best team at home in the Midwest League. They entered the series 20-7 here at home. Colonels are looking to hand them a 4-2 series loss. The 1-1 blasted out towards right. Fedko moving back in front of the wall. He'll make the catch. Ball game. Cedar Rapids takes care of business here in South Bend. 9-3 the final. How about an 8-4 road trip for the Cedar Rapids Colonels, continuing to play their best baseball here down the stretch in the month of June. 9 runs for Cedar Rapids on 7 hits, 2 errors, and 3 left. South Bend, 3 runs on 6 hits, 2 errors, and they leave on 7. Colonels improved to 37-20. South Bend falling to 30-27. Kate Povich wins his fourth game of 2022. Cole Franklin falls to 0-5. We'll be back with the postgame wrap here on the Colonels Baseball Network. 9-3, your final. Making two series wins on the road for the Colonels. 4-2 over Lansing, 4-2 over South Bend. They'll come back home well in front here in the West Division. We'll be back in a bit with a postgame wrap here from Four Winds Field.
Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
The Cedar Rapids Colonels are back in 2022.
Bring your family, meet your friends. This is where the fun never ends.
Come out to a party in the park this summer at Veterans Memorial Stadium.
Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
Single game tickets are on sale now for the 2022 Cedar Rapids Colonels season. Visit colonels.com to purchase tickets or call the ticket office at 319-896-7560. The ticket office is open from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday and 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturday. It's a party at the park all summer long with the Cedar Rapids Colonels. It's time for the Colonels postgame show right here on the Colonels Baseball Network. Here's your host, Thomas Breach.
Cedar Rapids Colonels take care of business and win their second series here on the road. A 14-day, 12-game road trip, and the Colonels win 8 of 12. It's a 4-2 series win over South Bend, 9-3, your final here in the finale. Colonels with 9 runs on 7 hits, 2 errors, and 3 men left on. South Bend with 3 runs on 6 hits, 2 errors, and 7 men left aboard. Look at your scoring summary here today for Cedar Rapids. They started things off early. Seth Gray with a 2-run home run in the first. Then Dylan Noisy planted Will Holland in the second. Holland reaching on a double. Noisy bounced a ball toward short. He reached on an infield single, but the ball was booted by the shortstop Pertuz. That allowed Will Holland to score from second and make it 3-0 Cedar Rapids. Alaric Solari, one pitch later, scalded an RBI double out to deep right center field, making it 4-0 Colonels through two. Cedar Rapids would see the South Bend Cubs get a run on a Fabian Pertuz RBI single in the fifth. Then Christian Encarnacion Strand put this game back out of reach. A grand slam in the seventh, his second grand slam of the year, home run number 13 on the season for Encarnacion Strand, pushing his RBI total to 51 here on the 2022 campaign. That grand slam made it 8-1 Colonels. Cedar Rapids added their ninth and final run in the eighth. Kyler Fedko doubled and later scored on a Pat Winkle RBI fielder's choice. For the 15th consecutive season, CarePro Health Services is the proud sponsor of the CarePro Plating for Plates promotion. This promotion provides Horizons Meals on Wheels with $5 for every run the Colonels plate, both home and away throughout the season. This $5 provides Horizons Meals on Wheels recipients with a plate of hot, nutritious food. So far this season, the Colonels have plated 311 runs. That means CarePro Health Services has donated 311 plates of hot, nutritious food to Meals on Wheels recipients. The Colonels at Horizons Meals on Wheels thank CarePro Health Services for making a huge difference in the lives of our homebound citizens through their 2022 Plating for Plates campaign. Cedar Rapids with a big, big one here today, 9-3 over South Bend in the series finale. How good was Cade Povich? He goes a career best 6 innings, scattering 4 hits and 2 walks, striking out 5. He allowed just 1 run. It was earned. 82 pitches, 55 strikes, 15 of those for swinging strikes for Cade Povich today. 15 whiffs on 82 pitches. He worked at a 50% ground ball rate, keeping the ball on the ground very well here today and limiting the damage for South Bend. On the rest of the way for Cedar Rapids, Ryan Shreve worked a scoreless seventh. Derek Molina and Matthew Swain each allowed a run in the eighth and the ninth to finish things off. For South Bend, Cole Franklin takes his 5th loss of the year. He goes 3 innings, 4 runs, all of them earned on 4 hits and a walk. He struck out 3 and allowed 1 home run, that being the 2-run shot off the bat of Seth Gray. Cedar Rapids with a very nice performance by a couple of their hitters here this afternoon. No multi-hit games, but of course, Encarnacion Strand 1-for-5 with the grand slam. Seth Gray goes 1-for-3 on base twice with the walk and a 2-run home run. Dylan Noisy went 1-for-2 at the plate with a couple of walks drawn, scoring a couple of runs as well here for Cedar Rapids. Every single Colonel reached base, and 8 of 9 scored a run here this afternoon. For the Cedar Rapids Colonels on this road trip, it was a very impressive performance. They take 4 of 6 against both Lansing and South Bend to go 8-4 on this very important 2-week road trip. They'll head back home 6 games against Dayton starting on Tuesday, then 6 games against West Michigan, with the 3rd game of that West Michigan series marking the final game of the first half. Around the Midwest League here today, as we mentioned earlier, that Wisconsin-Beloit game canceled due to health and safety protocols. Great Lakes leads Dayton 6-0. Peoria trailing 3-0 to Quad Cities. Dayton and Great Lakes in the 5th, Quad Cities and Peoria in the 8th. Finals in West Michigan and Fort Wayne, Lansing defeating West Michigan 3-2, and Lake County coming from behind to defeat the Fort Wayne Tin Caps 5-3 at Parkview Field. Because the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers did not play today, the Colonels reduced their magic number to 7 with the win as they stretched their lead in the division to 3.5 games over the Timber Rattlers. Cedar Rapids with a chance to clinch the West Division Championship. If they clinch it, it will be at home. As the half will end at home, the Colonels have no more road games left here in the first half of 2022. We will be back at home this week, 6:35 p.m. first pitch to open up a 2-week homestand for Cedar Rapids on Tuesday against the Dayton Dragons, a good pitching matchup. John Stankwitz for Cedar Rapids. Joe Boyle, who's allowed just 10 hits in 40-plus innings of work, will go for the Dayton Dragons on Tuesday. Should be a fun one in Cedar Rapids. 6:35 on Tuesday, 12:05 on Wednesday. 2 noon games coming up in consecutive Wednesdays for the Cedar Rapids Colonels. With this 9-3 win here today, the Colonels improved to 37-20. South Bend falling to 30-27. Cedar Rapids with 9 runs on 7 hits, 2 errors and 3 left. South Bend with 3 runs on 6 hits, 2 errors and 7 men left on. Cade Povich is the winner. He improves to 4-4. Cole Franklin falls to 0-5. Colonels win it 9-3 over South Bend in dominant fashion, then go 8-4 on this very important road trip. What an outing it was for Cedar Rapids. What an effort on the road, winning both series against Lansing and South Bend. From Four Winds Field here in South Bend, Indiana, this is your voice of the Cedar Rapids Colonels, Thomas Breach,
Signing off. Have a great night, everybody. We will talk to you on Tuesday night.